This podcast is brought to you by Shout Engine. In less than 5 minutes, you can start your own podcast for free with ShoutEngine.com.
Yeah. Is it the Wayne's World?
Yeah.
5-4. Okay.
I think that there really should have been, at some point, a Wayne's World and Airheads crossover.
Wayne's World versus Airheads? Yeah.
That should be a video game.
It probably would be better than that Batman versus Superman piece of shit trailer.
No, that's going to be good.
No.
Can Batman fly?
Superheroes versus superheroes is stupid.
That's actually an old story. That story's really fucking good.
I'm sure it's an old comic from like the 40s or something, or 50s, but
80s. But it's whatever.
Yeah, but it's stupid.
But I like the idea of Airheads and existing in the same universe.
That's a battle of the bands.
Yeah,
that would Bill and Ted's band and Cheech and Chong also perform?
You mean Wild Stallions?
Yes,
and,
Wild Stallions.
All the same universe and Encino Man. All the same universe.
Is there a band in Encino Man?
No. It doesn't matter, but it's about the same
era.
The
problem is Encino Man, there's crossover with the lead.
Brendan Fraser is a band. Anywhere he goes, he's just a band.
Look at how many characters Eddie Murphy played in The Nutty Professor.
Wait.
Brendan Fraser can't pull that off. He can play Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser cannot do a Nutty Professor. Imagine Keanu Reeves as Nutty Professor.
Did you see John Wick, though?
John Wick?
Yeah, that's the last Keanu movie. It's actually really good.
Really?
It's a action movie. It's really really kind of gritty and dark. He kills a lot of people. Yeah, it's actually really cool.
I haven't even heard of that movie.
It was out last year. It's actually getting kind of a following now that it's been out on Blu-ray.
I guess that's what happens when you don't have TV, which means we have Hulu, which means you should watch The Smoking Tire on Hulu. How about that segue? We're on Hulu now. Just search for The Smoking Tire. You will find it, and the episodes are cut into a 45-minute television format. It's cool. You can – there's like – it's
– because we know you're there drowning your sorrows for Top Gear, and you're watching
– it's at least three. You're watching last week's Daily Show and whatnot.
Last night with John Oliver.
That's HBO.
Which is awesome.
But we just found out you can now get HBO Go without cable.
Yes, you can.
Sick. Mm-hmm. I just watched the new Silicon Valley. It's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
TJ Miller is the fucking god. I love TJ Miller. He's so funny.
That show had a lot of fucking tragedy in one summer, though. They lost the dude that was playing the lead venture capital guy.
Oh, wait, he died?
He died.
Oh, what?
He died of lung cancer.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that sucks.
I didn't know that. I watched episode one, season two. Spoiler alert in Silicon Valley. He's dead. Yeah. He's just all of a sudden dead. Like, all right. I was like, oh, that's weird. He was kind of a funny character. Okay, so the guy's dead. That makes sense.
And then T.J. Miller had a brain tumor over the summer, too.
Yeah, but he's all right.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah. Which, well, I mean, that's shitty, but he's fine.
That's a lot of cancer in one cast.
I know, especially for a fucking good, funny show. Not that if it was a depressing show, you'd be more likely to have cancer and death in the cast, I suppose.
It would maybe give something to the performance.
that's a lot of cancer for anybody.
Two-fifths of the cast on Full House had cancer.
Two-fifths?
Yeah.
What two?
I'm making it up.
Just the twins.
One-fifth of the cast member smoked a lot of crack.
Who was that?
The one who played Stephanie, the middle one.
Oh, yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
She did get crack.
Jody Sweetin.
Somehow I find that less offensive than the older one that went all Jesus-y.
Did Candace Cameron go as Jesus-y as her brother?
Yeah, she went super Jeezy.
Because she's Kurt Cameron's sister, and I think he's actually Jesus.
Have you seen, there's some great stuff with him these days.
What about Kimmy Gibbler? Didn't she get all crazy, too?
I think she had anorexia, bulimia. There was an eating disorder in there.
What's funny about her, I remember this from the show, from watching that. I always thought, like, the other sisters were really hot, but Kimmy was the one where, even at my young age, my brain was like, that's the one you might have a chance with. I was already training myself for, like, you go for the one that you, probably.
You're already curtailing your expectations.
Totally, absolutely.
This is a car podcast, right?
We started with Airheads.
Parking's
difficult in San Francisco.
Yes. Well, that's been going on, man. I went to Germany. drove across the motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
We had the Audi S3, and now we have the A3 convertible. And what the fuck else? Oh, yeah, you guys road tripped the Lexus to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So where do we start?
We had a night in Napa. It was nice.
It was lovely.
A night?
Yeah.
Is that what
an Airbnb and a night drive underneath the stars?
We did, for real.
Really?
We have the best dating life.
Wait, so did you enjoy your 1,000 miles in the Lexus, Zach?
Yeah, man, it's nice.
It's nice.
It rides very good.
It does. It rides. The suspension is fucking great.
I think the springs are gone. I feel like it's sitting lower than it's supposed to.
Well, did you have it with all the gear in it?
Yeah.
Then it would. Yeah. Okay. Lexuses, the one thing that bothered me about Lexuses when I was a kid, and as these cars specifically, it always used to bother me when I was a kid, is that when you put a bunch of weight in the back, the ass end really drags. Did you notice when you empty the car, it's fine?
I haven't driven it
yet. Yeah, when you empty the car, it sits at a perfectly normal level.
Okay, because it just dampening felt good. It just felt like we were riding low on springs.
Yeah, no, I figured if you had the car full of gear, then that would probably happen.
It feels German. That's the way. It absolutely tracks handling all that stuff. Seats are way better than my car. It's good. It's a good car.
It's fucking sweet.
And
isn't
I think if they're both empty. I think you might win a drag race against my
car. We should drag
race. Your top speed has got to be higher.
I had that car allegedly up to about 130 miles an hour somewhere in western Texas.
We should do
Mexico.
This. I think...
It was Mexico, certainly, at one point up until about last week.
You've got more power in your car, though, Zach.
No, I think they're about the same.
Your
car's 240 horsepower?
Yeah,
the Lexus is that.
It feels more.
I think it's actually... the Lexus might be 260. The Lexus weighs 3,500 pounds, and it's 260 horsepower with a 4-speed auto, which is pretty close to the Crown Vic, isn't it?
I just have a 4.6.
Yeah.
I think it'll be very close. Felt like it pulled.
Zach's probably got torque, and then you've got a little bit of weight advantage in the Lexus.
Probably, yeah. We should. I mean, this is a question that the audience needs to find out.
If only we had a format where we could, you know, put this on the internet or something.
Yeah. No, I mean, we should. But the car, as a highway car, the Lexus is fucking spectacular.
Very great. Front visibility. Exceptional.
Oh, the A-pillars are nice and thin.
But the hood drop-off.
Yeah.
And I love the fenders have, like, that crease in them.
Yeah.
So you can tell where the edges are.
Yeah, it's easy to park.
Ergonomically, fantastic.
Yeah. And did it burn any power steering fluid? Did it leak any?
Didn't check.
You didn't check?
I forgot.
Fucking assholes. It was leaking a little bit. It wasn't that bad. I topped it off before you guys left. But if the steering didn't feel any different, then you were probably fine.
Maybe that's why there was grime on the windshield.
No, it wouldn't have leaked.
We thought the bike was getting dirtier faster than it should have.
The problem, though, is the fucking dash. It's too bright.
Yes.
Oh, the gauges are too... Well, for you, you're like fucking Mr. Light sensitive.
It's very bright.
I saw you fixed it. You had taped fucking cards to it.
You assume we had tape. That's cute. We used friction and tore pieces until they fit.
Do you have a photo of it?
It's not too bright for me, and I think it only seems that bright because the headlights are shitty. I need to clean the headlights and put new bulbs in it.
Yeah,
and I think
pretty bad.
Yeah, they suck.
Oh, the headlights are like
they're
lazy.
They're terrible. When I drove cross country, I used the high beams all the time.
No
one flashed us saying it was too high.
No, because they're not very good.
That's the biggest thing I've noticed in like the last year is headlights on all the new stuff are really fucking good in old cars. Now, that's the biggest difference I noticed right off.
And I'm super spoiled. Thad and I were coming back. We went to this telescope thing last night. We were looking at stars through the same telescope that Hubble used at Mount Wilson, which is neat. It's from 1906. It's fucking old-ass telescope.
Hubble wasn't there.
They didn't have ropes to get the shit up there. You were there.
No, it was crazy. The road to go up there was like real twisty, and we had the A3, which is xenon lights. But even then, I was like, oh, they're not adaptive, because I'm so spoiled by the new. Like, we always do the car reviews during the day, so I never talk about night shit. It just doesn't come to mind during the day. I'm not like, oh, I need to talk about the headlights. Like, I forget because we're in the middle of the day. But the cars with adaptive headlights that turn are the shit. On a canyon at night, you can probably go 5-6 miles an hour faster through every corner if you adapt your headlights.
Yeah. I mean, just even really, really bright ones with a wide throw make.
No, but the cornering ones they're another level of cool. Like they 911s have them.
Porsches are very good.
Porsches have them. Who else?
Lexus has them.
I think some of the BMWs have
Lexus
them.
Lexus and some Audis. The Audi, the A, remember the A8 had really good fucking adaptive lights, and so does the R8, actually.
Audi's got, like, the most advanced one. They get the laser system where it'll, like, go high beam, low beam automatic and do all kinds of just crazy shit, but they can't sell them in the States.
Yeah, it's Europe only, right?
Yeah, it masks out where the oncoming car is to block out the...
Yeah.
Because it knows.
It's baller as fuck.
That's insane.
I even like... I do like the ones, the auto high beam ones. The Mercedes uses it, and Audi uses
it,
too.
That's what the Audi doesn't even need anymore.
It's so, well, it selectively does it. Yeah, like if you...
It occludes...
Anyone who's ever taken a photo class, it's like doing a Dodge.
Have you ever driven a car with the full night vision, like the old AMG Mercedes?
Yeah, I drove, and it's not that good.
I thought it helped a little bit, though.
I mean, it helps a little bit as a backup, but it's not that good. I drove the Cadillac one.
The E-Class had it, remember?
Yeah, the E-Class had it.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of like a, whoa!
It's one of those things that I think you could probably do really well now, but there's no point because headlights are so good.
Yeah.
But someone will do it anyway because you don't need a point.
It needs to be a heads-up Google Glass display.
You can put it in the car for $1,000 and add the option for $3,000.
That's true.
That's why someone will do it.
Yeah.
I think Mercedes still come with it in some model. I think the S-Class still has it.
I mean, it's just an IR camera and having a decent way to display it. It's nothing fancy.
I just don't think it's all that useful unless you live somewhere that has a ton of deer. It's probably great for deer.
Yeah.
Like, in the Northeast, it's probably really good for that. In California, we don't have to worry about it too much.
Although, I did almost hit a coyote the other day.
In Florida, it's good for, like, meth heads wandering across the road.
Wandering bath salts.
Yeah.
Zombies.
Parked cars, Florida.
Zombies wouldn't have any heat for the infrared camera.
That's true.
It's true.
But it's...
If it was white zombie, they would... You'd see four people.
But
well, now it's only three.
They wouldn't be around.
Well,
right now.
And it'd also be 1994, so you'd be driving a time machine.
Does it go to 88 miles an hour? I came up with a T-shirt today that we're going to do as a picture of the DeLorean, and underneath the DeLorean is just a block of text of the answers to questions I don't want you to ask me about the DeLorean. We're going to sell this shirt.
Okay.
And like, remember we talked about Thomas F. Wilson from Back to the Future? He plays Biff, and he has a business card, and on the back of it is the answer to all these Back to the Future questions that he's sick of answering?
Yeah.
We're doing that on a T-shirt.
Okay.
That's
about the DeLorean. Yes.
Yeah, he's a guitar comedian now.
Like, yes, it goes 80.
Like a singing comic?
No, it's not.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he funny?
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
I imagine he probably would be.
Yeah.
I think it's crazy that he looks exactly like old Biff.
Very freaky.
That's fucking hilarious.
He did a good job of it.
Makeup artists in those movies really got it fucking right.
They probably took, you know what? They probably took a picture of his dad or something and were like, this probably be about right.
Whatever they did, I mean, they did it. He looks exactly like that.
They didn't get Michael J. Fox that right, though.
No, but he did have the problems playing guitar, too.
This is bad.
Yeah, he like can't play because he hit the Rolls Royce.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's what I forgot.
Nobody calls him Chicken. Yeah,
they don't call him Chicken now.
No. I don't even know where we're going with that. What's the point? Where were we going with that?
I think nowhere.
We're talking about Lexus,
like the rest of this fucking podcast. Oh yeah, the Lexus. So the road trip was good. It was uneventful, and uneventful when in a 900,000 mile car is good.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything.
Handles nicely.
You know what? It has the same thing as a Crown Vic. You can't lift your windshield wipers when they're off to clean the blades or change the blades.
Really?
Because it runs in the hood.
So what do?
You have to like turn it off mid-stroke
and
then pull it out.
Because
we had to clean them off because they're all gone.
And the windshield wipers, the sprayers don't work.
Obvious jokes, obviously.
What?
You just got to stop mid-stroke, then you can clean it off. But if you wait till the end, if you wait till it's off again, then you can't get it out as much. It's harder to reach as much area, like once it's down again.
Yeah,
a lot less area to work with.
You have to start from the middle.
Right. And then you got to start the whole process over again, and you got to get the car started up again. Okay.
It took me a minute to catch up to that one because
it's
420, so I'm a little slow.
It's more of a middle out solution.
Middle out. Anyone who doesn't watch Silicon Valley won't get that joke. But
you know, the funny thing is they've actually got computer scientists that sit there on the show and go, "Yeah, that's right."
Right. I've heard it's so accurate that it's creepy.
That's what Mike Judge did before he got into film.
Was that?
Yeah.
Jerked
off a room full of guys from the middle out?
Every weekend. He did it as Bobby Hill.
And he's on his knees and he's like, "One day I'm going to make a show called The Simpsons." he started. Did he work on that? That was Matt Groening.
No, Mike
Matt
Judge Groening. Was
King of the Hill.
Beavis and Butthead.
King of the Hill. Then,
I never got the whole King of the Hill thing.
Imagine the pitch meeting for Beavis and Butthead. How that would have gone.
MTV, man, back in the day.
I guess. I was a huge... I talked like Butthead exclusively for about 2 years.
Went around a lot.
Yeah. I don't even think I understood the jokes we were making.
Was that his first cartoon?
Beavis and Butthead was.
His very first?
He might have had some little indie thing before
but
that.
Like, yeah, that was his first on like MTV.
Yeah.
Okay. That's like a big fucking... He made it on that one.
Oh, my God. Imagine
fucking
the surprise.
Movies off of that shit.
Beavis and Butthead to America was kind of a funny movie, actually.
Yeah, I watched it, I don't know, probably a year ago. It's still pretty good.
I think it's on Netflix, actually.
Remember they had, what's his name? Bruce Willis, didn't he do like a character in it? And he's like, got a chick to drive the car.
Demi Moore was the chick.
Yeah.
And Robert Stack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, from Unsolved Mysteries.
You don't end up, you know, you don't do a prepositional or whatever the fuck it was.
We got to rewatch that movie. That's a classic road trip film, I think.
Hey, we're going to be in the car a lot in the future.
Oh, man, yeah.
Do you mean that was the shed in which your boys are off for whacking in?
In off you were whacking? No.
A shed for whacking.
The Lexus is going to be 10% done, basically.
Yeah,
it's
just under 910,000 miles. We're getting really nice. And someone, this guy I know, Mike, he was a videographer for Motor Trend, and now he's got his own little company, and he currently has the Lexus, and he's out in Joshua Tree doing like nighttime astrophotography, like with the Lexus. Like he's gonna bring back like Star Trails portraits, like poster size shit of the Lexus.
Well, me and him drove down the Highway 25 and stopped just to look at the stars because it was super dark. And I was like, man, if we had to, if we were willing to get the camera out,
you had the camera, of course, you would get that epic.
It's
not like we worked all day or anything.
I find it funny that this car is getting more press coverage now than it did 20 years ago,
dude. In marketing value. Like, I've probably spent, like, almost $6,000 total on this car so far. But think about it. Like, everyone, like, there's a meme about it now. Like, this is not Matt Farah's million-mile Lexus. I'm gonna put that on a fucking T-shirt. Like,
this is not the Lexus.
We need to put the stickers on it. Hashtag million-mile Lexus on, like, the back window or something.
But,
like,
give it to so many media outlets are talking about
you
it.
You need to put, this is Matt Farah's million-mile Lexus
true,
on the car.
That's true, actually, on the car.
This is.
But someone's gonna fucking take advantage of that and do something awful to it.
Hand-painted lettering. On the
like,
side.
Like we can get one like of those cholos.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or just get a magnetic one so that you don't have to have it on when you're driving it. But
that's true.
Other journalists have to have it on.
Get the metal stand up in the back window.
What about like the like diplomat flags? Yeah.
We can get our own low rider plaque cut for the smoking tire, which would be pretty badass.
I mean, we probably should.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. We can all put them in the back of the cars.
You need a G-body on back. How does that work in a hatchback?
I don't know.
You need an Ottoman.
Suction cups.
End table.
Could you imagine the DeLorean with a lowrider plaque in the back window?
No one
can see
through the
louvers.
Stussy font. That's like,
yeah, that's not compatible with either of my cars.
It doesn't matter. You're in the gang.
Speaking of DeLorean, I fixed it myself. Something. The wind. Like, so I parked it. All right. So when they do the restoration, there's these like in your window, power side window. Our passenger side window, their power windows, it goes down, and there's these little bits of felt that keep the fucking window guided into its rail.
Yeah.
Whatever. It was one of the few things that didn't get replaced in the restoration. I parked the car, like, in the sun, and the heat from the door, like, melted the glue that was holding it on. Okay. So, like, I put the window down, and it, like, took off the felt with it and got, like, gooey, sticky shit everywhere. So I had to take apart the whole door by myself. And
you took it off the door?
I took apart the inner door, by myself.
You took off the armrest and shit and then pop out.
Yeah, it was like a big accomplishment for me.
Yeah. No, that's a good beginner wrenching task.
Interior panels are scary. I'm afraid of damaging it. Like, it's old. You know,
brittle.
The door panel is basically made of leather and foam-covered cardboard.
Yep.
That's really all it is.
My favorite tool for working on door panels? Old plastic spatulas.
Yeah. No, that actually would be that's a good idea because you have to pop out like 10 of these little punch screw things.
Yeah.
And I took it apart and cleaned the whole thing and put the new felt strip on and like it worked. And
nice.
I was very proud of myself for not fucking up my car. But I learned a lesson. Working on the doors of a DeLorean is fucking annoying.
Because the only way to do it, you
can either do it upside down, like with your back all fucking contorted. Or you have to sit in the car to do it with the door closed, and you have like a tiny little space to work with.
Yeah.
So it's like, and like I'm a big guy, and I would have to basically to undo some screws that were like back by where the seatbelt pull was. So I'd have to be turned in this wonky position You know, this is why people my size would be bad mechanics. Like, turn in some weirdo position. Like, it's just, it's
true.
I learned, you know, I do some little job like that, and the whole thing took maybe 45 minutes. But, like, I was like, people are like, you don't wrench in your car. It's like, damn fucking straight I don't. This shit sucks balls. There's nothing fun about this.
It's only terrible. Fun when you're done and it worked.
Yeah.
Then it's like, yeah. But the whole
everything
time,
else about it is absolutely terrible.
No. I don't mind doing it. Especially if it's new stuff going on and you're not just fixing bullshit stuff.
That's probably. I guess upgrading, then you're excited about the end result and whatnot. If the end result is just that it works properly, that's fucking kind of a shitty. It's like supposed to work properly. So just like repairing it's. Ugh.
Yeah, and there's some things like I did do the clean the. Like the window rails on a Miata, which is the same thing. You pop out all the interior stuff.
Yeah.
It's just not fun. It's not interesting. You just pop this out, clean this out, grease this thing. It's more like a pain in the ass. But if you're like bolting stuff on or changing stuff, it's, I don't know, something about that is like, it's like chopping wood versus sorting kindling or
well,
something.
Well, it's different like afterwards. Like if you put a fucking exhaust on, you start about boom, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, these wheels look cool or this whatever. Like you can look at it and drink a beer and go, yeah. But if the end result is just that, like, it works like it was supposed to begin with.
Like, oh, the window works now.
Fuck, oh, great. Now I can go to the car. Now I can wash it because the window closes.
Yeah, it's not shitty now.
Yeah.
It's not covered in grease and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's something about, like, making something spick and span too and perfect again. I see how Larry.
I love watching Larry do it and not doing it myself.
I love how, like, some people like that shit. Like, oh, it's back to brand new. But I don't know.
Well, Larry's a nerd of the highest order.
Yeah, he likes that.
He's probably listening to this show while detailing some guy's car right now. Hi, Larry. How are you?
Very good. Larry, your fly is down.
Send us some ammo spray wax.
I'm out of spray wax, fucker. Hook it up.
It's been a long time.
I know. We've had to move on to like over-the-counter shit.
Meguiar's.
Need that prescription strength.
Which could very easily be just as good as ammo or could also be far inferior depending on how much
depending on how much
sense.
Shows up at the office.
I'm saying.
You know, we know some people.
You know.
I know a few people. So the Lexus is alive and well. That's good.
This Lexus is good. I like it.
It is fucking good.
That's nice.
The Volt is now gone. Sister lives in L.A. Volt is gone means I'm. That's now the daily.
Lexus does drink gas a little quicker than the Crown Vic.
Yes.
Is it at highway speeds?
Mm-hmm.
I think it has a shorter top gear, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
It's at a higher. Oh, because you have no tach, so you have no idea.
You are right. Maybe that's why I'm lighter.
I think it does though, because don't you have like a. Like a 273 rear end or something? I think the Lexus
you
is
have
like a
3s now.
323 now.
Oh, yeah, you do?
315, I think. But it's also a smaller engine, you know, so it might just be working harder to move.
Maybe.
Like, a little bit. Yeah. Like a little bit.
I got like 24 going cross country. I was pretty light on gear, and I was driving, you know, mostly like 80, not like 100.
No, we weren't going fast. We were just heavy. We just refueled a lot.
I feel like you can't floor that car. It's just a slow, like, hey, we're going to get to speed eventually.
I mean, you don't need to, really, almost ever.
But it's like,
I did once and it felt good, but it also scared me. I'm like, what if it popped now?
Yeah, I know. when the goal is to get this thing to last 90,000 more miles, you want to be a team player.
Yeah.
You don't want to kick the shit out of it.
No, I just
and actually,
to hit it.
I, you know, the harmonic balancer is on its way out. That and the hood struts and aligning the headlight are the last three fucking things I had to fix on the car.
What's wrong with the hood struts?
The hood doesn't stay up.
Oh, okay.
He's doing them for free.
As long as it stays down.
No, yeah.
I don't care.
Just the shock things.
Okay.
He's doing them for free. Whatever.
Yeah, most people fix that with a stick.
I have a stick. True. That's the current fix.
It's like an F40. You got to keep the stick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the current fix, but we're going to get a real fix.
That's actually the one thing that's wrong with my Vet is the struts on the hatch are starting to go.
Really?
Yeah.
An 08? Wow, my original struts are still good, and mine's a 98.
I don't know.
Maybe it's use and not time. I don't
change
know.
The supplier.
It's a crappy batch.
10 years.
Yeah, so there's a very slight vibration in the Lexus that you can tell it's not as good as the original.
Hmm.
But, like, I think the harmonic balancer is going to fix that. Otherwise, the fucking thing runs like a top.
Dude, if people should buy those.
Yeah.
For real. If
like a 200,000-mile one is so
absolutely.
Fresh for, like, $5,000.
It'd be so nice.
Yeah.
You got to fix that
in
ground.
In hindsight, do you wish you had
no, because no? I still like that I can just drive the fuck out of my car. Mm. And it feels emptier because there's definitely less work put into it in every way. Way more, like, noise on the highway and stuff. But it does feel burlier. You know, the Lexus,
Yeah. Well, Alexis, nice. It feels a little fragile.
Yeah, but yeah. It's because it's nice. It's complicated.
I just think, that, and also I think that's because it's had so much mileage. It's a mental thing as well.
I think if you want a sedan for $5,000, you should buy a Lexus LS400
because
it's like super nice and it's got and it looks a little nicer. Like my car, everyone's like, you drive a cop car, but
yeah, like $5,000 or $6,000, you could have one that will look practically brand new.
Black with some wheels on it of choice.
Yeah. VIP, stance, bags, usual.
Tavish's article on it.
Yeah, he's done like 6 articles. Not all of them are published yet, but yes.
Yeah, the one where he was fixing speakers and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he went crazy.
That grounding sucks, though, yeah.
I know. It's just...
What's going on with the
You know what? Fucking Mike told me that the cause that replacing the alternator... And fuck that.
Yeah, it's terrible. And
that he replacing the battery in the alternator would handle that, but it did not.
It's a ground loop problem. I know. If that's what you're getting.
So he's got to dig through it and do all this fucking wiring.
Dude, you can go and get... Yeah, that's
well,
it's not
something
a big problem.
I don't want to touch. I don't touch wires.
It's like 8 hours.
Yeah. It's a bit annoying.
Tinnitus or not? Yeah. Next episode with Zach and Thad.
I have tinnitus. Do you actually have it?
It rings often. I'm not sure. Is it a constant ringing for tinnitus or is it an occasional ringing?
No, it's a constant ringing. It's
like
it's a
24/7.
Question of how loud the room is. If you're in a perfectly quiet room and you hear it, you got tinnitus.
Yeah. So Germany, we can talk about it. Drive on NBC Sports. Yeah, when we did Middle East, we couldn't talk about it because they hadn't announced the season yet. Now we can talk about it because it's awesome. So the first episode aired. We all saw it, and it was good. A lot of things were going on, though. There was like 9 different things that happened in that episode. And in episode 2, there's only like 5 things, which is great because each thing gets the little bit of extra time it deserves. So, C63S Mercedes, dope.
I've heard good things about the new one.
It's dope. It's a much better car than the old one, I think.
Some people are saying they like it more than the M3.
Some people probably are. I bet some people also say like the M3 better.
Yeah,
people
are different. I mean, you know, I was not overwhelmed by the new M3, so that's why I'm wondering.
If you're gonna go to the track, you want the M3.
Yeah.
If you want an everyday car, I think the C63 is it's a fucking muscle. Like, it idles like a drag boat. Like, if you put it, it does these fun things with the exhaust, and like if you put it in loud mode and go from park to drive, it just like goes, and you go, and then you like let your foot off the gas and just like roll through a parking lot. It's like. It's like it's mean as fuck.
So they didn't lose anything going turbo.
No, the new engine's awesome. Yeah. It's awesome.
Like, it sounds different than the old 6.2, but
it sounds not even all that different, really. Yeah. I mean, it sounds, you know, if you've heard the CLS 63 or whatever the turbo, like it sounds fucking good. It sounds good. It makes a ton of power. Makes a ton of torque. It still has way more power than it does tire. Like, for instance, I went to the AMG, like, Classic Center and drove the C36, like, the first official AMG car. Mm-hmm. The Hammers don't count because they were built as basically tuner cars.
Yeah.
The C36 was the first one built, quote, by Mercedes. And they built them by building complete C280 sports, shipping them up the road, disassembling them, putting the AMG engine in, and then selling them like that.
It's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard.
Well, they didn't have the volume to do it on the line. That happened later with the next couple of cars. So this one, these were all hand-built. So consequently, they all vary in horsepower. So if you buy a C36, you have like between 265 and 280 horsepower, and it's random. Because they're all hand-built.
Do they do anything in the chassis or anything special or just
put
the motor in?
No, they do. They put the motor in, and then they put a quicker steering rack, and then they put better brakes. They put the brakes out of the S600, the shocks and dampers out of the S600. It's basically – they basically take the C280 and they bore it and stroke it and put hotter cams and exhaust on it, and then they take upgraded parts from better Mercedes and put them in the suspension.
Cool.
But so it feels like an old car to drive it today. But it's kind of neat. In fact, you can find them on eBay for like $10,000. Like, a really nice one is $10,000, and for $10,000, it's pretty fucking cool.
Nice. Automatic? Or
they're all automatic. Yeah. But and the automatic was an old automatic, you know. But
an old
whatever.
Automatic.
Yeah. As a cool cruiser, though, it was a neat car, and so that had the one I drove. Let's call it 280 horsepower for argument's sake, and had 245 rear tires. Mm-hmm. The new car is 516 horsepower with 275 rear tires.
Oh, so they went up 10 millimeters.
They went up
10
millimeters in the tire, which makes Guess how much difference?
Negative.
Just about fucking zero. There's none difference in rear grip in this car. It is the most under-tired car probably on sale
There's
today,
just like
given
a
its
group
performance.
Of four guys sitting in a room in you know Mercedes facility, just laughing like we want to drift.
I mean, it makes it fun. Like it does. Like not to toot my own horn, but if you're a good driver and you know what you're getting into. It's fun.
Oh,
whoa there, Tonto.
Mike Musto's calling
it,
us
it
back.
Moves around. Like, the front end moves around, and then you apply throttle, and the back end moves around, and, like... And
oh, there's almost something more reassuring when you know that the car is going to break loose predictably every time.
Well, it does. It's not like a handful scary, but it's a fucking handful. And they can't put bigger tires on it without re-homologating wider body work, which they didn't want to do. They were lazy.
Yeah.
I'll say it. They were lazy because BMW puts wider body work on for the M3.
Black Series, I don't think they ever modify their bodywork, do they?
They don't. I hear the rumor is, and this is just a rumor, but it's a rumor that I've kind of heard around, is that they didn't think the coupe was different enough from the sedan last time, and so the new C63 coupe isn't going to be a Black Series, but it's going to be a fucking meaner with wider, you know, it's going to be beastier.
They've said that they're kind of holding back on the Black Series, except for the super high end now.
Yeah, and we went to the Nürburgring, and I saw a prototype running around that had four doors. But Chris Harris and I sort of agreed that it was probably the development mule for the prototype because it had big ass fucking wide body shit on it. It looked awesome.
So was there a lot of prototypes running around Nürburgring?
Yeah, we saw an autonomous like A4.
No way.
On the road, not on the track.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And we saw the SLS GT Black Series. No, the AMG GT Black Series.
Ooh.
Full camo. I saw there were these two Mercedes drivers whipping S600 Maybachs on the Nürburgring. One guy was doing
Holy
it
shit.
Like one arm out the window, fucking one-handed whipping on the Nürburgring. I saw him do like six laps.
Whoa.
We saw the new R8. I saw an Aston Martin something or other. I mean, it was a Vantage, but I don't know if it was the GT3 or whatever. It was the 12 for sure. We saw the GLE 63 Mercedes, which is like the Mercedes X6.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking hideous looking. It's so ugly. But it sounds, you know, it's a 63. It sounds just like the C63 sounds, an animal.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, a couple other just like random kind of whatever cars. Nürburgring's fucking cool. You know, Nürburgring, we didn't get to drive on it. Did get to drive on Spa. That is some shit.
That's a really cool track.
Spa is amazing. You can't. The video games don't give you a real indication of the elevation there. The elevation change at Spa is massive.
It's big. It's over 100 feet, isn't it?
It's big. It's really big. Eau Rouge is a big corner, and then you're driving up a wall, basically.
That's awesome.
But not as it's big and fast. The tarmac's really good. You can tell it's Formula One grade shit because you can go so fast on that track. And then we went to Bilsterberg, which is it's like the Caddyshack 2 of racetracks, this place.
It's nice, but the track layout is
It's like psycho.
It's totally crazy.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's like Monticello. It's pristine mm-hmm. and like, but it's 4.2 kilometers, 19 turns with 44 dips and jumps.
Nice.
Like, there's jumps on the back straight.
That's so good.
It's like a fucking BMX track.
There is a corkscrew that I swear to God is bigger than Laguna's corkscrew.
Is that the off-camber down?
It's the giant over-crest down. Yeah.
That's the kind of roads we like, though.
It's like, if you've been to Lime Rock, it's like driving the uphill in reverse. Yeah,
no,
it's crazy.
I went there once because I was shooting this Porsche Turbo launch with Josh, and Josh drove the car first because they didn't know me, and later on he's like, I wish you drove for car-to-car. So when we did mounted shots, it was like, I just need to do two laps of mounted shots, so I'm going to drive. And the instructor, we're going out, we got to get these two laps, and he's like, oh, how fast do you want? And I was like, I don't know, medium.
Yeah.
Should have said medium.
Yeah.
Medium for a German instructor, and I'd never been around the track.
Gilsterberg, you need 50 laps at that track to understand how to get it right.
Yeah. The jumps, I mean, it was fine, but like reacting off of him, I'm like, oh, fuck, holy shit. And then up and then down and then left, right. It was really.
It's so many blind corners there, but it's really fun.
It's an awesome drive.
It's a great, like, if you can get fast there, it's almost like a mini Nürburgring, really. It's a little slower. It's slower than Nürburgring because it doesn't have those giant straightaways. Mm-hmm. You know that's what I mean? Okay, but though, the cornering speeds, it's like it's similar to Nürburgring in that it's kind of like it's just corners everywhere.
Well, there's a lot to deal with.
It's a lot. Really cool, yeah, though. If you can get fast there, you can get fast at a lot of places. Like, because I went from that to Spa. So it's like, holy shit, visibility. I don't have like 4.0 G moments per lap.
And these turns are on camber.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that's
a
lot of trust in your memory for a lap. I mean,
you know, I happen to be decent at that, at sort of remembering. But even for me, and even for Harris, it was like, I need a few laps around here to remember where the hell I'm going. Harris, of course, then, you know, goes out and does the full drift lap.
Well, he's probably also driven that.
In case you didn't
think
you sucked before.
He's probably driven that several times, right?
Bilsterberg? No, he'd never been there. No.
he's just really good.
Yeah.
He was a drift instructor.
Yeah, no, he is really good. He's really good.
Like, I was just
it's impressive to see anyone be able to go out and just after a couple laps be doing full drift laps is pretty impressive. He's really fun.
What was he driving?
Really irritating.
He was driving the M5 Anniversary Edition.
That's up to 600 now, right?
Yeah, and I drove it for a few minutes after I was done with the C63, and it's a lot faster than the C63.
Dude, the dining car, because we went up there to Dining's place, and he was like, our M5's getting
ready.
Oh,
did you drive that one?
I went for a ride with Steve in the
M4.
It's
mental, right? Oh, the M4, was it good?
Yeah, he makes it way better. Yeah. It handles better, and it's softer. He makes it – the guy knows what he's doing. Yeah.
Oh,
he's smart as hell.
He's left the company.
He did.
Yeah.
He's
as a consultant now only. Yep.
But he's going to approve all the cars, the engineering, and test drive stuff when he can. But he's going to go run Chip Ganassi Racing. But the M5 is going to be like
–
like their 800 horsepower is probably is more efficient than Joe Schmo's 850.
Probably,
you know, it all works really well.
And so Chris's M5 was – I mean, we did like a fourth gear – auto. Like you can fucking highway race in the Autobahn. It was great. So we did like a fourth gear highway pull Autobahn. And he got away from me like a bit. But at Spa, there was a noticeable delta.
Yeah, but you were – those are two different classes of cars, though. I mean, you're –
they are
two
different classes of cars. Yes. We just happen to have them next to each other, so of course we're going to fucking
– you have to race.
Me and Harrison Spinelli are like five-year-olds on these shoots. JF gets so angry. We just fucking talk shit to each other on the radios the whole fucking time, especially fucking Harris. That motherfucker. He's a shit talker, that motherfucker.
He's good at it. But
no, Spa is like – you can do a track day. There was a track day at Spa when we got there. When you see the segment on NBC, the segment that we shot in 1 hour. We got 1 hour on Spa to shoot this entire segment. Drive-bys, in-car mounts, like, and we did it. We only got 2 hours on Bilsterberg.
Wow.
To do a full track review of three cars. Like, fucking, we were on point with this shit. It was dirty, the speeds at which. And this dude, Thomas, who listens to every episode of the podcast, Thomas Helmanzik from Aachen, Germany, who writes some stuff for us. His blog is called Autobahn Driver. Check it out. He came to just say hi at Spa. I was like, yeah, come by, whatever. And he was like, holy, he was freaking out because he couldn't believe the speed at which our people do things.
Moving,
yeah. So it was really cool. The CC3 is dope. It's a fucking nice car. Was there anything weird about it? The suspension was a lot better than the last car. Like
that's
the old
good
one, remember it beat the shit out of you.
Yeah.
The comfort mode in the new one's really good. And the adaptive
suspension.
They've
got a new magnetic ride setup. Right?
I think they have magnetic shocks. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Sport Plus was too stiff even for the track. Even at Spa, I just
bouncing
sport
around.
Too plus.
And actually, this is the first Mercedes gearbox I've ever used that actually listened to me.
Oh, so no more misbehaving on upshifts.
It did not misbehave. I still on one I hit the rev limiter and it, you know, the Mercedes really bog when you hit the rev limiter.
Yeah. No,
they don't just stay there.
Yeah.
And I hit the rev limiter on one shift and it did that, but every other time, like it didn't.
So long as you time it,
it didn't. Yeah, it didn't bog too early, and like you can kind of feel it, like with the twin turbos. You know, it's actually. It works better with that gearbox because you don't need to redline the car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's these small turbos. It's like the Fiesta.
Yeah.
So the Fiesta, whether you shift at five or six, it really doesn't matter. Same with this with this car.
And that is the only direct comparison we'll ever make between a Fiesta and a C63.
Yes.
well, what's the displacement in C63?
5.5 liter twin
turbo. Yeah, there's
turbo
no like doubling up. It's three times as big, four times.
But yeah, there's no rear traction. And actually, I fully cooked the brakes at Spa.
That doesn't surprise.
It's a fast track. That
it's
makes
a fast
sense.
Track. There's a lot of big triple digit haul downs in that track. There's one, two. Well, there's at least three.
Rotors fried or just the pads?
I just boil the fluid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it was just that makes sense though.
It got hot. Yeah,
it's a big car.
And then Spinelli. I've ignored Spinelli this whole conversation. Spinelli was driving a 911 GTS. Which is a fucking nice car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been raving about that one for a while.
It's a really, really good car.
They did a lot of little stuff. It's different than I wanted. Uh-huh. Like, there's valving and things, because I was at the launch, and there's all this different shit, but it's cool stuff.
It's a neat car, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's both Chris and I walked him in a straight line.
Oh, yeah.
But at Bilsterberg, his car was the tool for the job.
Porsches are never the fastest thing in a straight line. I mean,
if you've got a turbo, they are something. Yeah, you know.
But even then, I mean, there's stuff out there now that's making a lot more power than the turbos did. And,
yeah, but a turbo S with 520 horse would walk a 600 horsepower Corvette. You know, no problem. Yeah. Or an M5, like...
You think?
The way, yes.
It's a torque.
Yes.
In the variable vane turbo, it's just like, power, go, by it, got it. Just gone.
It's deceptive. The Porsche horsepower is different from other horsepower.
I've been in the 991 turbo twice, and I never got a good, strong straightaway to...
You need to be up in fourth, fifth gear to really realize, like, holy fuck, it's still going.
Yeah, dude, coming out of a turn in third and matting it. Yeah, and it's like, oh, fuck, why am I going 130?
Yeah. Well, and we found an Alpine coaster. Which was really exciting.
Oh,
it was totally by accident, and actually we caught it in the film because Spinelli and I were doing we were driving along the Bertha Benz route, mm-hmm. and we're talking to each other in the radios, like on camera, like, holy shit, Alpine slide, we have to stop. And we stopped and did it. It was fun.
How long was it?
This one was short. It was only a kilometer.
How fast did you go?
Probably 35-40.
Was it rad or terrifying?
It was only 2 euro. So was it at least 2 euro worth of fun?
Oh, yeah.
I went twice. Like, it was fun enough to go twice.
Spent 4 euro? That's a drive plus
4
money.
Euro, yeah. That's one person's 1 month.
What's the exchange rate right now?
We made JF buy our tickets.
Were you strapped in, or are you like...
Yeah, there's a seatbelt, and there's brakes, which you don't use.
Okay.
And it was short. Like, it just made me want to find a really long one and go on that.
Do you have to lean into the coaster, into the turn?
Someone here?
Anything?
It's Glucker.
Glucker's here?
Yeah.
Glucker's here. Let's get him. Can we get a mic ready for him? Let's just fucking
hot. Yeah, well, we're just about break
let's
time.
Yeah, I got to piss.
Okay. Is it break time?
Before we break, C36 AMG, 92.5 on Craigslist right now.
Wait, what?
A C36
AMG. You mean 9,250?
Yeah.
Oh, how many miles?
127.
I found one for $9,500 that had 80,000 miles. It was red. And it was nice.
This is black, which makes it better.
Yeah. I drove it. I don't want one. But it's
not
cool.
Good enough.
I mean, look, they don't interest me. I don't want an automatic transmission.
Yeah.
Not really that fast car from the 90s. That's just me. But.
It's like a baby big body Benz.
Oh, Jeff Glucker's in the building. All right, cool. Watch Drive on NBC Sports. Episode 1 is going to be circulating now on iTunes.
Yeah.
And on Google Play? Is it also on Google Play? Is that okay? Well, iTunes is the consistent way.
We're
going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to give Glucker a microphone. Super. You want to join the program?
Super. Yeah. All right,
cool. Have a beer. Happy holidays. Break time.
Why are you so sweaty?
Yeah. Do you have a car? Are your family and friends sick of hearing about your car constantly on Facebook? Try Wheelwell. It's a way to share your car with people who care about cars. Wheelwell is a new social network, and unlike other ones I've seen in the past, I actually like this one because it doesn't just allow you to share your car. Because, like, I share my cars, like, all I use is for social media is cars. So, like, I'm not like other people. Some people, like, just keep their face, their cousins, their friends from high school. They don't all need to know you just got an intake. But people on Wheelwell, they care. And if you, wait, where was I going? Oh, yeah. If you want to get down on a Smoking Tire one take, you want to send your Wheelwell link to matt@thesmokingtire.com. I'm getting like 5 or 10 of these a day, so if it takes me a little while to get back to you, I'm sorry. Create a profile for your ride, share photo specs, and keep track of all your modifications. Find friends, join clubs, and connect with fellow gearheads. And if I select your vehicle for one take, you're going to get like 20,000 friends on your Wheelwell page. That's what happens. Check it out, wheelwell.com. Yeah.
It's like God reaching down and selecting.
Yeah, that's right. Just give him more of a complex. That.
Going to Vegas anytime soon?
Yes, actually.
Are you? How about Vegas.com?
Me too.
Really?
Are you? You should check out Vegas.com. Well, a little help from our friends at Vegas.com, you can save even more money on all of your Vegas excursions. Here's some examples. $84 off at the Bellagio, $56 off at the Luxor, $90 off at Caesars. Here's our offer. 10% off everything excluding air and hotel packages. Vegas.com is the only way to book Vegas because everyone knows insiders get the best deals. And unlike other travel sites, these guys are all from Vegas. They know the people who set the deals. They can hook you up. Go to Vegas.com right now, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and enter my code TIRE to receive an extra 10% off everything but air and hotel packages. That's Vegas.com. Turn off your phone, son. Click on the microphone and get your bonus savings by using secret code TIRE. Book it today. And if you're looking to buy a car, True Car is changing car buying forever. Yes, True Car helps car buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Everyday True Car users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings, and True Car users save an average of $3,000 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, follow these three easy steps. First, download the True Car mobile app or go to TrueCar.com to find out what others paid for the car you want. Then register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Take your guaranteed savings certificate to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better hassle-free car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. With TrueCar, you can save time, save money, and never overpay. To see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the TrueCar mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today. All right, what do we got? Drive Plus. Guess what? If you didn't get around to Drive Plus before, you can watch last season for free on regular Drive now.
You can also see a very sketchy 9/11.
That's on Drive Plus still. It goes up one episode at a time onto Drive Free. So tuned every Tuesday. We got a couple BMW episodes, all kinds of good stuff coming out there. Of course, the R34 Skyline GTR 1,000 horsepower, that's on Smoking Tire this week. Many other one takes and whatever. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, etc. at The Smoking Tire. And leave us a comment on iTunes to keep us high in the podcast rankings. Huh. There it is. Glucker in the building.
What's up?
Cheers, sir.
Yeah, cheers.
Mr. fucking beer aficionado with our shitty beer here.
No,
oh, speaking of beer, did you order that, Glucker?
No, they asked me that. I did not order that.
Seriously?
It's a good addition to the office, though.
So this wall-mounted bottle opener with catch tray just shows up at the office
maybe
from Amazon.
Maybe it's like a Corey Burns thing.
Maybe.
Maybe. That could
be
Corey Burns.
Though.
Yeah.
He would have
told me. Yeah, I guess someone at the office like made a meme of it. Corey as like Ari Gold.
Excellent.
It could also be that somebody just bought it and forgot they bought it.
I didn't buy that. I would know if I bought that shit. Did you
Amazon Prime late night. Ooh.
You've been sober for a while. It wasn't you. Who the fuck else?
He drinks tons of beer and comes here a lot.
Nope. I asked Chris to open all my beers.
Who would just send that shit here? It was like addressed to the Smoking Tire. It's not like it came to the wrong address.
Maybe someone figured it out.
What the fuck?
Random fan stalker.
Who wouldn't want us to know that they sent that?
It's probably Corey's the best answer.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's the best we've got so far. We should follow up with Corey. Yeah. Shoot Corey an email.
Well, it's actual charity if you don't get recognition for it. So someone out there.
Yeah.
Right. In LA, they want you to know all the work you're doing anonymously.
Yeah.
Right. That or we'll just start getting creepy gifts from like some anonymous fan.
Yeah. Nice. I love these silent auctions. You know, I just spend so much money.
I like to get my gift in person too.
Oh, that silent auction guitar? I bought that.
Yeah.
Glucker,
such a good person.
You showed up a little fucking frazzled.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the truck letting you down?
It's not letting me down. It's just there are trials and tribulations.
Are all the free parts you're getting not the parts you need?
Kind of. I should have waited before I made the list of all the parts I wanted.
Yeah.
Because it's
broken.
It's a different list now.
Yeah.
We're having trouble figuring out the cooling situation, but there's a couple things we're going to try.
Why are you having trouble? Isn't it like a fucking basic old motor?
You would think so.
Yeah.
But,
I do think so.
But basic old motors don't like traffic. They just don't.
It's stupid. What happened in the 60s?
There wasn't any traffic.
There was no traffic?
People were hauling oranges to Orange County because that's where you actually got them. Orange County used to have oranges before Disney
moved
in.
What do you do, electric fans?
That's my goal. I think so. Yeah.
I think I'm going to do electric fans. The electric fans in my Mustang are out of a Ford Contour. They're like $60 at a junkyard.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's a big-ass
engine, though. It's a 5.7 liter. It's a 352.
So it's a 351?
352.
It's a Ford, right?
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
That would be a 351.
No, 352.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. There's a 352, which is the same as the 360 and the 390.
Oh.
It's more truck and wagon stuff. Not 351 Mustang stuff.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
But, yeah. it's a big motor. It's a big engine bay. The thing generates a good amount of heat, but it has the person who had it before had this huge aluminum radiator in there. So you would think that would be good. That's a good sign. The bad sign is when I got the truck, the fan he installed was installed backwards. So pushing air is not a good thing. So, all right, that's, you know, warning sign number one. The guy was also using one of the glass fuel filters, which what I've been told is that if your engine bay gets too hot, those explode.
Okay.
So now your fuel filter becomes a fuel
sprinkler. That explains Ferraris.
Yeah, yes, exactly. So we've swapped that out finally because I keep getting the engine real hot. But we checked some things this weekend. It's not a blown head gasket. The compression in cylinder 8 is a little down, which kind of sucks because eventually it's going to need a full bottom end rebuild.
Oh, how new is the radiator?
I no idea.
You could have it flushed.
I think I might have someone look at it. Honestly, I think I'm just going to go with electric fans and say, fuck it. I want to be able to sit in dead
fans,
traffic
electric fans.
And just have it just sit there.
Yeah,
you can go on Jegs or Summit and order an electric fan.
No, I'm going to. I definitely am going to.
Cobra has three fans. It's got two small ones in the front and a big one behind it.
Yeah.
All electric.
So pushers and pullers.
And they even they just have the basic like temperature sensor you stick in the fucking radiator.
Right. Well, I actually want the switch. I want to do that.
Well, you could probably have a master switch as well, like an override switch, but
just how
you usually do with those.
My Mustangs, it's just the temperature thing, and then they just come on when they need to.
But
come
the best part of going electric fans is you can pull that stupid mechanical fan off the front of the motor.
Yeah, the finger
right, because that's essential drag on the engine. Yeah,
well, it's not only drag on the engine, it makes working on anything a pain in the balls.
Yeah. Oh, especially mine because there's no shroud, which everybody listening is going, well, there's your cooling issue, idiot. But it has no shroud, so it's a whirling death engine bay in there. Like if you're like, oh, I'm just gonna reach in there. Oh, cool, my arm's gone.
Yeah.
So it's really dangerous.
We witnessed actually an unshrouded fan just yesterday. Fucking put a Cadillac out of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he opened his hood, his primary radiator hose looked like it was way loose. He was able to like grab it and move it around quite a bit, and I was like, well.
There's your problem.
Zip-tie that up, but it somehow moved onto the fan, and the fan sliced it.
Nice.
And so, that's
the end of your day.
So he was actually able to make a hose clamp and duct tape Band-Aid. So props to this guy.
Yeah.
Well, he just made a flexible joint right there.
Basically,
Was it? What kind of Cadillac?
It was like a 66 or 67 Eldorado on bags. Oh, yeah, nice. It was cool.
That's awesome.
I think my car is almost as long as that thing.
Like it was, but it was less than a minute between me going, "Yo, that is dope," and it being on the side of the road.
Old cars are so fun.
Yeah,
but it is fun because I am learning a lot. As much as it just that truck's not designed to sit in LA 5:30 p.m. traffic.
Yeah.
So you know that's my fault. I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. I don't have a press car until tomorrow.
It's okay. You don't have to get defensive on the truck's behalf. You can blame
the
truck.
I have
to be like, it's my fault. Like that's battered driver syndrome.
It is.
I shouldn't have been there.
It's funny too because I hit this morning. I came off the freeway. I was going towards Wilshire Boulevard area of Beverly Hills, and there's like tons of construction there right now. So everything's good. I hit that. I just see the temp gauge going up, and there's a construction worker like old. Dude, ZZ Top-esque beard.
Yeah.
Like, looks good, sounds good. I'm like, oh, it's warming up a little bit. He goes, well, then it looks good. I'm like, that's right. So at least I gave him a thumbs up for that. So.
Can we film a Marlboro Country commercial in it?
Fuck yeah. Let's go out to somewhere in the desert.
Some hay.
That's what wooden it's for. Picket or the wood fences. And
it's for leaning on.
It's for leaning on. Yeah, totally.
The distance and just thinking.
Speaking of getting comments gazing. From random people, to go back to Germany for a second, we were in Germany for 4 days. I saw exactly 3 AMG cars, including the one I was driving. Mm-hmm. Right, I drove a CC3 across Germany, Jeff.
Nice.
You didn't walk in for that, but everyone else, like in traffic, looked at me like I either just had or was about to murder somebody.
Really?
Yeah, they look at you like,
was it because
you fucking kill to get that?
Was it because the car had the badges on it? Because you know how they pop all the badges.
Not all of them, but no, I don't think it was because.
But
of
you
crash.
Can tell with AMGs by the tailpipes.
Because the hoods too. Yeah,
I think a lot of people know that like the first couple letters of the license plate Like our it's like an M plate here. There was something.
Yeah.
So it was that, and it was also brand new, and it was also like there's no AMG cars in Germany.
That's
like,
weird. Which is funny because it's the opposite of Los Angeles, where apparently every
like
Mercedes
a C63 doesn't get a second look in LA.
Well, yeah. I mean,
there are so many third owner.
It could be a C230 AMGs. And its badge is an AMG.
So like construction workers in Germany were like, oh yeah, they were freaking out when they saw this thing. Yeah, I think they had a lot of pride.
That's good.
Seeing a new German
That's
car.
Good.
Most people, I mean, fuel's expensive. Most people rock diesels. Yeah. Like, there's all that.
Yeah. When I went to England and drove Harris's CLS 63 wagon for 5 days, that was the only AMG car I saw in that country the whole time.
Oh, it's a Boris Yank.
Well, I learned why, because fuel is like $12 a gallon.
And in that thing, you can probably watch the gauge go down.
The C63 fucking launches fuel. It murders fuel at an alarming rate.
You guys probably
a
lot of gauge.
I went through a lot of gauge.
Did it have any, like the, what is it, the P71 or perform, whatever the higher horsepower?
Well, that, they just call that the S now. So there's C63 and then I had the C63S.
That's probably a better name than like a number that means nothing.
Yeah. I mean, it's fucking fast.
The 507 is the number of bolts it took to carry the steel from our original factory when we built it in the 19.
I'm sure you probably already said this, but did you get a chance to
Autobahn?
Yeah,
yes, wide open. I hit 170 something miles an hour, and there were actually very few. This sounds like a racing excuse. There were actually very few gaps where there was really enough room to go that fast. Chris drove up from Munich, so he had a couple.
If you
more
see
than
the gap and you do not take it, you are no longer racing.
Driver, yes. I did drag race with Harris. He had an M5, and he had a good little drag
nice,
race.
Nice, nice.
And I did get to go to Spa. So,
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, that's the
fuck
one.
The Autobahn.
And actually, Spa, the town, is super cool for like as a race fan and car
did
fan.
You, okay, so now you've driven the C63, the M3. Did you drive the RCF yet?
Yeah, at Monticello.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So the last one is CTSV. Or ATSV, rather.
Yeah, and I have not driven that one yet.
Yeah.
We'll
everybody's way thumbs up on that, apparently. I don't know
have
if the
people driven the
lifted.
ATSV yet?
Yes.
Oh, they have?
A number of
people.
It has people are driving it right now.
Mr. Lago, I believe, did.
Oh, is Carlos
doing
it?
A bunch of people.
Travis had it, and yeah.
Really? Yeah. All right. And people are digging it?
Seems that way.
Yeah, they haven't been able to say yet, but unofficially, yeah. And it's all at COTA, too, which would be so awesome.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing I wouldn't get invited to.
Once the embargo's over, we should just have Carlos back.
I got invited. Are you going to Range
Probably
Rover
not.
SVR F-Type?
No.
No, you would go to Jag, don't you?
I did.
Did you go to Jag?
Once.
And then didn't.
And they loved the video, and they loved the recent video I did of an F-Type here at home.
Yeah.
Man.
No?
I think I'm one of those, like, alternates. Like, journalist A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all backed out. Let's back out
Glucker.
A few more. Okay, now.
Call Glucker and wrong.
Exactly. I'm higher than Blake on the list.
Sorry,
Glucker and wrong.
No, in all fairness, I asked to be invited. I don't ever get invited to shit I asked to be invited.
And I hear that works on, like, hey, if there's any way to get me on this car.
It does. It works with some brands anyway. Yeah. You have to be, like, having a conversation about something else.
Right.
And then go, hey, you know, don't forget me. You know, when this thing's, and if they if that happens to be the period of time in which they are working on it, they go, oh yeah, I'll make sure to get you on. And then
hey, you want
to
come over and just watch a movie?
Yeah.
I think start using the mystery method.
Well,
nag them a couple times.
It's going to be a good one because it's F-Type stick and Range Rover SVR.
That is awesome.
Together.
That is awesome.
That's a
track though?
Super,
are they going to do track?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a track. I don't know what track.
What part of the country?
I thought Pennsylvania. It might be Autobahn or something. I don't know. I think it said Pennsylvania, but I don't recall where.
Nice.
Maybe it'll be maybe Pocono.
I'm hoping that I've been told that I'm going to get the invite for Miata, which would be good. It's not going to be a track though.
You know, it'd be awesome if Jaguar pays Amish people to build a barn and then they park the car in there and then they tear the barn down with SVRs to reveal the new
car. That would be awesome.
And then Amish are like, what?
What the
I told you to have tools of the devil.
Damned English.
Yeah. Yeah. It works there.
Yeah.
Nice. I am going to Germany though soon.
Oh really?
I'm very
what
excited.
For?
And Nürburgring 24.
Oh, sick. As a spectator? Or you have some special thing?
I'm going with Aston Martin.
Are you gonna drive?
You're not gonna drive. No. We're going to England first, then Germany.
Oh wait. Ooh. Isn't Harris driving?
Probably.
Oh, probably.
Harris is racing.
I think he drove
Aston
last
Martin
year.
20 in Nürburgring 24.
Is he?
Yeah.
So I'll probably see him.
And while you're there, you got to go see
Rob
Holland as well.
Audi, right?
The Rotec Racing TZRS.
Okay. Nice.
Rob lives at the Nürburgring.
He lives there?
Yeah. So he and my friend, my other friend, who I don't necessarily want to name, not that it matters, but they have a business together. They have a racing team called Rotec Racing there. And
with Caswell. They did with
Caswell
last
drove
year.
With them.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They won, didn't they? Yeah, they do VLN series.
Well,
they won their class.
Their class.
That's
still a win.
Class?
I think two.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
200 would be enough.
Yeah. A win's a win. Yeah, a win is a win. It's
true.
A trophy, whatever.
Sure. I got third.
Doesn't
out of
matter if
people
it's in by an
race.
Inch, a mile, or one other car in your class.
Frankly,
win is a win.
I think you win just getting to go race on the Nürburgring for a weekend.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, they do a thing with gentleman drivers, so they show up and they get trained by Rob and then they race the car.
I wish I was a gentleman driver.
I know, right?
Great. Well, so it's like
a billion Corona at the end of it, you win.
But they have a nice crib at the Nürburgring with a race shop right next to it. Like it's in the industrial park. Like
I've never been.
So next to the Nürburgring is a gas station.
Okay.
That is the most awesome gas station ever. They have
the prices must be crazy though
for fuel.
Yeah.
No.
Really? They should be like, oh yeah.
It's not like a racetrack gas station.
Okay.
It's on the road. It's like a regular gas station.
Like, okay.
But they have a dope like Nürburgring store in there, and like this room, the size of this room, filled with model cars. Like
oh, that's
dope
cool.
Auto art model car. You could spend so much
auto
money
art.
In there.
Oh,
yeah. And then next to that is a side road that goes to an industrial park, which is where all the manufacturers have their test facilities.
And they have a spot there.
Their house is the last lot in that place.
Like your actual living quarters.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
living and shop.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's in there. And so it's a drive.
These guys can't have wives and kids and shit, right?
No.
Okay.
No,
there's no way.
No. They're racing people.
That's good for them.
And oh yeah, they're very, very, very cool. And
it's probably
and
cool
so,
to live there.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
you're surrounded by, you know, you like
they
prototypes driving around.
Yeah.
Did you get to drive the Focus RS?
And he has daily as a Focus RS that I drove. Not the new one, the
gen.
Old one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and it's got JRZ shocks in it and R compound tires. And he like trains people in Nürburgring in it.
And you did this on the ring then?
I didn't drive it on the ring. I drove it on the roads around the ring, which are nice, but fucking cool.
Yeah.
Focus RS is the shit.
Have you ever driven the ring?
Yes. It was awesome. It's every bit as cool and every bit as scary as everyone said. And then I bought that T-shirt, which didn't fit me, and I gave it to Thad.
Nice.
T-shirts that do not fit for 100.
It was Euro cut double XL.
Oh,
not
yeah.
the same. As,
Euro doesn't work. That's why I can't buy like Ben Sherman shirts. It's like, oh, they're for British.
That's true.
Oh. Got it.
Yeah, that's why I can't buy anything. I'm wearing Old Navy right now.
It's cheap.
Nürburgring, if you get to, you got to go. I need to go. I'm trying to plan a time to go back and stay at their house for like 2 weeks because I met the guys from RSR Nürburgring. They have the rental race cars.
Yep.
So I'm thinking I'll go and start with a slow car and then work my way up every
hey,
day with a different car.
One take, LMP1. Parentheses, Nürburgring.
So, that's what I'm talking about. Nordschleife
one
take.
1 hour,
yeah,
30
yeah.
minute one take. Click, click.
Porsche I can do a lap faster than that.
Well, you take your time with it.
But the RSR Nürburgring has like... They have like slow cars and then all the way up to really, really fast cars.
One of our guys is going there and he's planning on making a Jason Connor. And I think he wants to rent the Swift.
The
Everybody
Swift,
says
that,
the
yeah.
Swift is good.
The Swift is really fun.
Or
Jay
like
rented a Swift.
There's a BRZ or an FRS
yeah,
as well, so
with
you can
a
go
cage
rear
and good
drive.
Brakes.
Really?
Yeah. That's I think that might be Rent for Ring
okay.
is a different company.
Okay.
And they do the Swifts. RSR is another one, and there's another one called fucking I can't remember the other one.
What does it cost to get a decent mid-range car?
Like the package when I did it
came in like
when we did it I think okay so JF did the Swift for a Taurus for one Taurus session 5 laps and I think it was around €200 and that included your ring ticket.
5 laps is a lot.
That's
of
a
laps
lot of an hour. Ring. That's a full
what's
2 hours 13 hour
miles right
full 2 hour session is 5 laps.
Jeez.
Wait, because
yeah.
you've got to get off.
Because you have to get off, wait in line, and get back on, and there's inevitably some kind of delay when someone wrecks. So in a tourist session, if people wreck, they stop letting people on until they clear it, and then they, you know.
And
10-minute laps.
Your 5 laps is 5 laps, right? It's not like 2 hours, that's it. Like, say you did 3 laps, but like there were delays. You get your 5 laps.
No.
You get 2 hours.
I mean, you
okay.
you get that time, and if it can't canceled, like, I think there's... You know, if they call it and you don't, there might be a discount as far as
sure.
the race car goes.
They
but
prorate your ticket, maybe.
I think there's something. I'm not really sure, but that's basically what it was. And then, like, my other friend Shivam did the BRZ, and I think it was like €75 or €80 more than the Swift. And then Ferretti did an M3 with a cage and brakes, and that was, I think, like €400 for the same five laps.
So the non-cage cars, do they make you wear a helmet? Oh, they all have cages. Then helmets all the way.
Yeah, in those cars, yeah. I didn't. When I drove the ring, I didn't drive a caged car. I drove some tuner Volvo by Heiko Sportive.
Awesome. Shivam, his name sounds like he's the resident best dancer at the club Starsky and Hutch went to in that movie. Oh, they're like, you have to beat Shivam.
Right.
That's a deep... If you Google his name from that video... The first thing that comes up is leprosy.
Yeah, that's right.
Still. On Bull Run in 2010, this poor girl, a reporter from the Mountain Mail in Colorado, interviewed us at Bull Run, and Ferretti told her that we were raising money for our friend Shivam that had leprosy.
Awesome.
And all this, and he was like, yeah, he can't be here because, like, his arm might fall off and, like, all this shit. And this poor girl printed it in the newspaper. And the article is, like, it's the funniest goddamn thing.
Nobody, like, told her and corrected her, right?
No. And the article's gone now, but we have it archived.
Yeah.
It's the funniest printed thing you've ever seen.
That's a thing.
And so now, forever, this guy, if you Google his name, the first thing that comes up is leprosy, and the second thing is dead.
Wow.
It's the greatest.
She teaches watercolors for old people now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Google
Shivam
Parikh and see what happens.
Background checks for, like, jobs and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's
it says
great.
Here, you're not alive, son.
You ever done any charity?
What's the other name for leprosy? Like something's disease? Never mind.
Body part fall.
Body parts fall.
No, there's another name. Like,
no, there's
we had a
proper
plague Cushing's scare.
I don't know what it is.
Maybe. We don't know. We don't know now.
Still don't know?
Yeah, we still don't know.
What
the fuck are you doing to me?
I'm not sick yet.
The fuck
actually,
are you talking
true.
About?
My family.
There might be a major outbreak of an 18-old disease.
18th something. Century.
Yeah, 18th century disease.
Like plague or something? Or
no,
chlamydia?
I'll talk about it off air. It's not me. It's not me.
Do you need more vitamin C in your diet?
I don't think
so. It's not scurvy?
Dysentery?
We'll talk.
No,
I guess we'll talk
but someone did die on Oregon Trail. Alice has perished. Not enough oxygen to eat.
How was? I'm sure you talked about it, but I haven't spoken about it to you, even though this is your podcast. How was the Middle East?
Oh, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Met some really nice people. There's some cool cars.
Interesting.
It's interesting.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm glad I got to go. Don't think I need to go back.
Did they give you? You've never been to Israel, right?
No.
Okay. So, like, there's no reason for them to give you shit about coming to their country, right? I've heard stories.
No, nobody gave me any shit.
All right.
No.
I've heard that if your passport has Israel in it, they're
Been to Israel. That is true, but I've not been to Israel.
A lot of, Jewish people who've been will have dual passports.
Yeah.
Well, that, and you can, I know people that go regularly. You can ask them not to stamp.
You can tell them they'll give you a
Israel?
Separate piece of paper that'll get you in and out of Israel,
gotcha.
But it isn't in your fucking book.
Because there's other countries that'd be like, nope.
Yeah, yeah.
What if that was a huge oversight from Nazis in World War II? Like, well, if they'd asked us to not wear the armband, we made them wear it. It's like, motherfucker!
They just took that honor system too. Yeah.
If they just said, no, thank you, okay.
No, the Middle East is another fucking world.
Yeah.
Dubai, the city sucks, but being out off-roading is really cool.
Yeah, the video, the Musto stuff I've seen. I haven't seen the TV stuff yet, but the with the Lexus looked pretty good. Their Land Cruiser. It's funny that Musto didn't realize how good they are off-road.
Yeah.
It's like, who knew this was so good off-road?
Who knew the Land Cruiser?
Everybody. Sorry, Mike, I love you, but everybody
you know
knows that.
The idea of off-road is that patch of grass that was in front of his mother's house for 3 years.
Or, like, a pothole
he's
in Manhattan.
Trying to kill.
No,
exactly.
In Queens, the Italians, they pave everything.
Yeah,
there's no grass.
Musto hates nature.
That's what I
said. The only grass in an Italian's home is on his fucking head.
That was hilarious. And the commenters did, like, mostly good-naturedly call him out. Some were not. I mean, it's internet.
Yeah, he's never been in the desert before. Right. He was excited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look at all this sand. Wow! Mike's awesome. Mike is awesome.
That's fucking good.
The truck was very impressive, though.
That truck was
super cool. But it was mostly because it's a Land Cruiser, right? It was just like suspension and tires,
right?
No, he had
a crazy suspension. Like,
was it crazy?
Yeah,
like custom shocks.
It was a pre-runner style kind of deal.
All right, sweet.
Yeah. He meant it to be slippery, but it was pretty built under there.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, it was cool as fuck.
Badass.
The next truck video he's got coming out, you're going to like because it's an old Ford with a bunch of shit under it.
Nice. Does it overheat?
No.
No, but the gearbox breaks.
No, we get stuck. Oh, yeah, and we stripped all the gears.
Yeah.
Like an old pickup truck or like a Bronco or something?
No, pickup truck.
It was a pickup truck. It's like yours.
Like mine?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Sweet.
It goes flying through the
pre-runner style.
What engine did you have? Can you say?
I wasn't there.
I don't know. Okay. I don't remember. Dude, I shoot so many cars.
I think it was like a 302 or something. Must have the engine wasn't built, but the powertrain was, or the chassis and suspension were like legit. I mean, the thing's jumping and turning. It's real.
That's
real
awesome.
Drive, it's rad.
This is why being out in Dubai is awesome. There's like a highway road and like there's dunes next to it. We were shooting from the minivan of the car just railing next to the highway.
That's cool.
It's over everything.
The driving there is fucking lawlessness, dude.
This is
how you got to see that? Like what you see on YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
There's a guy like standing next to his Lexus in the desert on the side of the road. We pass him here and the truck just swerves around
fast
parked on the side of the road and just like brah, brah, brah.
It's great.
That
it's
and
amazing.
I saw like commercial like public transport buses passing in the dirt like making all kinds of we didn't see like Hogwalla, but we saw like people like if there's traffic people just be like I'm just gonna go where the fuck I want to go like
wow and the cops don't give a
I'm
shit
more,
or they
there
just,
are no cops
it's just the only cops exist to have that fleet of supercars that's
no
it.
Like Dubai like yeah like Dubai itself has something like 55 million cameras on it. So from the second you go through immigration, you are in facial recognition mode,
wow.
And they know where the fuck you are all the time. So if you do something wrong, they don't. There's no police chases. There's no fucking beatings. They show up at your house.
So you're telling me that what they showed in Furious 7 couldn't really happen.
I mean, in theory...
No spoilers, man.
Well, no, it couldn't happen because that car's not real.
Right. Well,
the rest
not
is
even
totally plausible.
That. Oh, the skyscraper
to
skyscraper?
The skyscraper to skyscraper jump is totally plausible.
Adam
with
Savage.
The quality of the construction of some of those towers, it is totally possible that you could just drive right through them.
The McMansion skyscrapers?
Well, that one that, right, like 3 days after we left, that one fucking burned down.
Oh, shit.
It was called the Torch Tower. Like,
no,
it
was
the actual name. Yeah, it fucking torched.
Like part of your business plan.
Huge fire there.
The insurance company's like, I can't believe we didn't see this coming.
No, you have to launder money somehow. You have a fire, then you have an insurance company.
What I was told by people who live there is, like, there's two construction companies that are good. And everything else, it's like, and like there's like a lot of bad wiring and really sketchy like things that go into those buildings because there's like
so don't live on the top floor.
No,
you're never getting out.
Parachute,
a
supercar building to building.
I have bedside parachute. I live in that building.
You just need that chip that is really powerful.
Yeah,
and computes real quickly. I loved the movie though. I'm making fun of it. I did love the movie.
I like Fast 7 a lot. Furious 7. It's a fun movie.
It was fun.
I'm not surprised at all that it's doing well.
No.
I'm surprised it's doing that well.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But
it's now top 10 movies.
Get ready for 8, 9, and 10.
Six, like the sixth or seventh highest grossing film of all time. The
marketing machine.
Jeez.
Unbelievable.
Is that adjusted for inflation?
Fucking Luda's gonna be able to restore his legend again. Finally, he's been waiting. I know.
Well, I mean, it's like those in the Transformer movies. It's just like you can put cars and things smashing on screen, and they sell everywhere. It doesn't matter what it
is. No,
dude, saying.
Transformers is like this is the number seven. Transformers was dead in the water at. I mean, they got to four, but
you know what I mean? Is they saw that stuff sells huge in like China because they don't care what the dialogue is. They're just like big shit crashing.
But like, dude, this movie started out as
rock.
Started out as like hokey but serious. Turned into a farce of itself, became 100% reflexive, and in iteration number 7 is now it's caricaturized itself as even more crazy than we joke. It's like we joked about it being crazy. They made it even more crazy, and now it's the sixth highest grossing movie of all time.
This
How
has
long
been
do you
Gale's analysis of Fast 7.
It was very technical.
How long do you figure before they start making Manifold Danger jokes?
I think
Lago is putting that because he has the race pack dash. He can make it say danger to manifold. He was telling me that.
Yeah.
Which is so great. But I loved. I mean, yes, the stunts were over the top, but some of them you're just like, what the? Like I was in a theater watching and the whole theater was laughing.
Yeah.
But like we all loved it.
Yeah.
Like There was two head-on collisions.
Two games of chicken, both of which end in crashes.
And they both get out there, and they're like, and Jason Statham's like, well, that was, he doesn't think, this wasn't his actual dialogue, but he's like, that was a bit of a hit. Like, that's what, like, that's an example of what he would say. And there's like, Vin Diesel will get out and like crack his neck and be like, oh, yeah. Like, you just hit each other at like 40 to 60. One of you's in a muscle car. You're fucking dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think about every time. In my, I already have an escape route in my truck if there's an impending collision. Speaking of old cars. So it has the non-collapsible steering column, uh-huh, which basically aims at your heart.
Yep. Yeah.
So I'm going to dive to the, right,
the right
and just hang on. And just hang on.
You sounds good. That's going to pendulum.
You have a bench seat, right?
Hands.
Yeah.
Can you just like?
No, because I do wear the lap belt. Okay. I do wear the lap belt.
All right.
And I added a cup holder. Like,
oh,
but it's like to tied to the seatbelt.
Oh yeah.
Because the first like few months I had the truck, I had no cup holders, and I'd go like get coffee down Main Street, Huntington, like, all right, whoop,
yeah, it sucks, balls.
Switch hands, shift, whoop, whoop, and now with the cup holder, it's like the greatest thing ever.
Actually,
it's not even a good cup holder.
You want something funny? C63S, no cup holder.
Lies.
No cup holder.
Not it's a sneaky 911 cup holder?
There's 911 has a cup holder.
Yeah, but not. They didn't do like a sneaky one like
no,
that?
No, there is no fucking cup holder.
Greatest cup
there's
holder?
A, there's like a bottle holder kind of thing in the door, but nothing that will hold like a coffee. Or,
is that Dizzy cup holder?
Greatest cup holder of all time. I think it was the Pontiac Solstice. The one that was behind,
oh, behind
the head?
You?
Behind
you? Yeah.
The head?
Behind
it was like
your
right
head.
Here.
You have to go up here.
What?
You have to do this.
It was like Cirque du Soleil shit.
So you can flex.
It was
yeah.
Most, like, that was, that
the
could have been a great
straw
car.
Yeah.
Like, from the outside, it looked pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. The interior.
It drove,
all do,
all,
oh, it drove
so
okay.
Good. Yeah, but the interior fit and finish was,
yeah,
just
terrific.
Horrific.
It looked like a, if you made a model of the Supra, and took it to like a little scale model of the Supra in plastic, and then you blew it up, but in the same materials.
Yeah,
yeah. That's very
it's,
good.
It's
yeah.
Kind of like, imagine a C5 Vette, but with a tighter budget on the interior.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah.
So I would love to like pull the body panels off and see if some of like the guys who knew the company was going under are like, fuck GM, like written in the door panels and
like
stuff.
Like in the DeLoreans, all DeLoreans have writing in the...
Really?
The back side of the body panels. Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Well, they carried, all the HVAC gear on the Pontiac was like carried over from like a giant supercomputer from the 70s. They're all huge.
Yeah.
But the car, like the proportion of the interior
really, like,
buttons and
bulbous
the exterior,
knobs.
Yeah, and just... Like, now I'm
Pontiacs
on fan
are known
two
for their bulbous knobs.
Their orange lettering.
That's a movie you can order in West Hollywood.
What's the super rare one of those?
The GXP coupe?
Yeah.
There's only like 400 of them.
And you know there's people saving those.
Derek D had VIN number 2.
Well, that's actually pretty
amazing.
Yeah,
VIN number 1 was Bob Lutz, and he got VIN number 2.
Does he
and
still have it?
No, he hated driving it every day, and so he sold it. He think he had it for like a year, and he sold it for like $6,000 more than he bought it for, brand new.
Yeah.
It had like, I don't know, 5,000 or 6,000 miles on it, and he bought a Passat CC.
All right.
He's Derek D.
New York people don't know how to buy cars.
Because he's a car guy, yeah. And yeah, I
that was said with no sarcasm.
I think that's actually probably a collector's item. They're rare enough.
There was the
nice,
last, the very last one when it sold. I think it fetched like really good money at one of the auction houses.
That's insane.
Probably
like $45,000-$50,000.
Yeah,
like something stupid.
I think they're rare enough that it's probably and that in the GHG.
That person's probably a little ahead of the time, but it'll go. Probably all get there.
Yeah,
I think they only made like the Solstice GXP coupes. I think they made less than 60 of them.
No. It's the numbers around 400.
They're cool looking,
yeah,
man. I thought there
there's
were
not many, but it's. I mean,
yeah,
it's
good looking cars.
There's a few, but it's
still
400.
It's not a lot.
I've
good
only ever
save.
Seen maybe four or five of them in person.
I haven't seen one in
somebody
years.
Somebody by my house has a regular coupe, which is pretty rare too.
Yeah, they're all. I think there's 1,600 or 1,800 coupes, and 400 of them are GXPs.
Like
yeah.
That's a car I like the exterior of enough that I would. Like buy it and take it somewhere. Like I could take like
Mallet.
West Coast.
You would take it to Mallet
and then tell them like you should strive to be this bad.
Dude,
and then I would
Mallet
take it somewhere
puts
else.
LSs in them.
Oh, that was the
oh,
that
I
car also.
To get
that was the one where you could remove the roof, but there was nowhere to store it.
Right. Yeah, you had to leave
fucking
it at home.
Idiots.
It's like a Lamborghini.
But Mallet has one of those that has a naturally aspirated 700 horsepower motor, and it's a fucking monster.
Sure.
Yeah. That car almost doesn't need it though with the turbo because that's good for almost 400 just on the 2-liter turbo.
Not LS good though. Not fucking
no,
V8.
No, but it's
tire melting.
The L, it's an iron HGV. Block. It's an iron block four cylinder too. So the LS only weighs like 50 pounds more.
Yeah.
I wonder if it'd be a good drift car because that yes. wheelbase just.
What's his name? The drifting one.
Oh, Mad Mike.
Not Ryan Turk. No, he does Mike rotaries.
So yeah, he does Mazda. Sponsored by Red Bull a few years ago.
And yeah, no, is it? Yeah, is it the Ryan? Same. No, Tyler McQuarrie.
Yeah, it's
Tyler McQuarrie drifted one.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's about the same size as a BRZ, right?
Because he's Camaro now, right?
Yeah, he's in a Camaro. What the fuck else we got? Oh yeah, we had the S3 Audi. Didn't you drive the S3?
I did.
And we have the A3 convertible now.
Oh, did you do Golf R yet or no?
No, we had 2 weeks. We have Golf R, but you and Harris both said Golf R is better than S3.
Save the money; it's just as good.
And it's $10,000 cheaper.
If one's like, if it's a fully loaded S3, I think it's ten.
Our S3 was 49. Which is mostly loaded, I think. I couldn't think of anything that I wanted that it didn't have.
I think the base Golf R is like 35, 36. Okay. So
loaded up, you're at 40.
But you don't go, you can't really go over it. Like,
yeah.
I think you could do 41 with like destination handling.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So you save 10 grand with the Golf R.
And the manual Golf R comes as a 16 model year car later this year.
Okay.
Oh. And it was. Volkswagen manuals are never great.
Dude, I just drove yesterday. I did a one take with a GLI that had been modified. It was sweet. It had a fucking LSD in it, and it had a new speed shifter with
that
a manual.
Makes a huge difference.
And it was a massive difference.
How was the clutch?
Great. Light.
Yeah.
Fine.
For me, Volkswagen clutch is always way too light, at least from the
they're
factory.
Really light. They're really light.
But the average person who drives a Volkswagen, that's exactly what they want.
Yeah, that's a commuter car. Jacked left leg now.
Yeah, so. From a truck. But the Golf R, driving it around the roads, like the really good roads around San Diego, mm-hmm. Julian, and that shit, and then having it up because I did a driveway loan from the program. Uh-huh. So then I hit Ortega and the roads I normally hit, and I mean the car's just you could just huck the shit out of it into a corner. It's like, yep, I gotcha.
Is it
four
actually,
motion. Whee!
Is it better than the S3 independent of the price?
I think it's just as good, but then I mean, I'm an idiot. Zach's going to make fun of me because I like wagons and hatchbacks. But so you get more usability.
Right.
Because it's not like the S3 back seat's anything to write home about.
We got four
you
people
can get
in
people
it.
In it, yeah. But like I'm 6'3", so I'm all the
oh,
way
you're
back.
Not getting, you, yeah, yeah, you're not yeah, getting it. Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. The Golf R is just excellent. So it's an S3 with less money and a hatch. The S3 does look good, though.
No,
I like the. We had the
wagon.
S3 in that blue, and it looked really nice. I was a big fan of
that.
The
blue
didn't
one.
They confirm we're getting the 400 horsepower version, right?
Yes, but they haven't confirmed
what,
body
the
style, which we would assume would be. Wait.
The RS3?
No, yeah. the
RS3.
Volkswagen. Well, yeah, the RS3.
No,
yes.
I don't think they have confirmed the Ultra.
The Monster Golf.
I forget what it's called.
Golf RS.
It's not RS.
It's
something
400
else.
400 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was like Golf R400 maybe. No, I don't think we're getting that, but we are getting the RS3.
Yeah.
It'll probably be sedan.
I would think
only,
so, even though Europe has
the
hatch.
I think it's going to be the 5-cylinder turbo, which is a great motor.
Which would be,
that could be cool.
Awesome. The noise, too.
But so I'm going to go out on a limb. I really like the A3. Not the convertible. I drove that base sedan that sucked. Then I drove
1.8.
The 1.8
sucks. The
2.0 is good. But it was a lot of money for what I thought you got. The convertible, it's really expensive. This one's 49 grand
but
also.
But it's probably the person who is going to buy an Eos, and that's car.
This is a much better car.
For like a little bit more money.
Yeah.
So like instead of paying Audi money, get an Audi.
Yeah. This thing, like, he's actually, no, we had an, I took it up Angela's Crest yesterday.
Top down?
Yeah. It was fucking nice. Dude, it's pretty quick. It's like 6 seconds to 60.
Right.
It's got the good gearbox. The suspension is really nicely tuned for, like, medium, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, it's really refined, has a bump in Bang & Olufsen stereo, and, like, it's decent looking.
I wonder if they do an S3 drop top, because they have, like, the RS5
They should.
S3 convertible would be
an
perfect
S3
for
drop top with a couple modifications would be fucking killer in California.
Yeah.
Even this A3, like, a tune, an exhaust, and, like, a couple little things on this, it could be pretty cool.
Fucking showing up to your sorority reunion, killing it.
It drives, it drives nice, except it's got a tiny trunk, it's got a tiny back seat, and...
Oh, because the top... takes up trunk space.
And you know what's weird? If you put it in park but don't set the e-brake, it rolls like almost like 7 or 8 inches. Like
way too much driveline slack?
Tons of driveline slack if you're not... If you're not... wait, hang on. Harrison, are you... Okay, cool. See you later. Lots of driveline slack if you don't set the e-brake. But, totally not a bad car. Really, really kind of enjoyable to drive, actually. Good everyday car.
Nice. I'm not a convertible guy, but in California, most people are.
It's nice in California. Right. I've been cruising it around L.A., and, like, for every day, it's really not. It's the suspension for every day and occasional fun is fucking nice.
And front-wheel drive or
all-wheel drive?
Okay, that's good. All-wheel drive, that's good. Yeah.
It's good.
For that
kind
of money, it better be.
Yeah, it's like 50, right?
Well, this one's an S-line convertible with options. Like, it's fully loaded. You can get one.
Dag, yo.
Less. Yeah.
That's expensive.
Yeah, no kidding,
especially
right?
If you think about what you can – if you play the game, I mean, no one will cross-shop the cars that we would all want at $50,000, right. But what you can get.
Yeah. But I was thinking about this, too. I think this is going to be like a $500 a month lease. Not a $50,000. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'd be insane to buy that car.
No.
Like, I mean, not lease to buy it and not lease that car.
Oh, right. Yeah. But like, it's a totally reasonable car for a lot of people that don't really care about driving that much and just want something like kind of. It feels like peppy. You know what I mean? And like,
yeah, it moves.
Yeah, and the gearbox is good, and the steering feels nice, and it has a nice stereo, and the materials are good. Like, someone will lease that for a lot of people will lease that for $500 a month and be totally happy.
$6,000 a year to rent that car, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not so bad.
You're going to love the Golf R, though. The S3, that thing...
I have the GTI and Golf R back-to-back. The GTI
that'll be
first,
good,
because
there is a difference.
Actually, I have the Subaru STI starting Friday, then the GTI, then the Golf R.
The STI will be more exciting than the GTI. The Golf R will be...
Better than both.
Yeah. I mean, the STI feels a little bit more visceral, because it's a Subaru, the noise, but... If it were my money, I'd get the Golf R, no question. The interior is so much better than the STI. Yeah.
Well, I got my money literally on the Focus RS.
Right. Well, that's.
I think that's going to be the one, though. I genuinely think that's going to be the one. Yeah.
Did they announce price on that yet?
No, but it's going to be in a range that I'm sure I'll find acceptable.
All right.
If they come out and go, it's going to be $50,000, I'm going to be like, okay, never mind.
But, yeah. I just hope it's
there's
close
a point at which
to the
I
Golf
would
R.
Bail. Well, they're smart. The Focus ST is about the same as the GTI. The Fiesta ST is the same as, well,
I mean, they know they're competing against,
but,
you know, STI Golf R, so they're priced accordingly.
It'll be high 30s with options.
If that's awesome. The case, it'll be great. In my head, it comes, you see it, and you're like, oh, that's low 40s right away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it could be.
I don't know.
I think the interesting thing is it'll finally push Subaru to do something with their car because they really haven't.
It might.
Yeah, they need more juice. But they switched to that other motor. Which I think opens up the possibilities for that, right?
I don't know.
The STI is still running on the old architecture right now. It's still running on the old motor.
But they may have to...
Oh, you're right. The WRX has the new motor.
Yeah, the WRX has the new motor. But they'll probably, you know, work their
Swap
way
it
up.
Over.
Yeah, eventually.
Just, like, work closely, but don't tell us that Vermont Sports Car helped you figure this shit out. They've been doing it for years now.
Yeah.
Bucky
yeah.
Lasik's new car looks sick.
It does look dope, doesn't it?
So, yeah.
Cool. What the fuck else is going on? Anything else? Oh, dude, I was shooting one takes, man, on Saturday, and I had just pulled up and just met them. There's five cars there. This cop on a motorcycle on Angeles Crest just rolls up, gets off his motorcycle, doesn't say shit, starts walking around all the cars, just looking down, avoiding eye contact with us, and just starts going, none of these cars is street legal in California.
Oh,
he's
shit.
Like, that one doesn't have a front license plate. That one has tinted windows. That one has an aftermarket exhaust. And he tried to say the Audi I'm driving, well, didn't. And I was like, I tried to explain press car. I didn't get very far.
Right.
And he was like, it's been a while since I've run
right
into
away.
A cop that is just a dick just to be a dick.
Yeah.
I actually...
And it's funny, too, because just because you see aftermarket exhaust doesn't automatically mean illegal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And just because you see no... As I explained to him, just because you see no front plate doesn't necessarily mean illegal.
Car's
either.
Not even registered
Your car
here.
Could be in fucking... from a state that...
Right.
And I told him that. I was like, this car's registered in Michigan. You don't need a front plate. And he's like, and where are you from? I'm like, I live in Venice. And he's like, well, I'm going to write you up for having an out-of-state car. I'm like, yo, how about you ask me hey, is this your car?
You should
hey,
grab the camera, jump to the ground, and start screaming, Ferguson!
I know, right.
Ferguson!
I can't breathe.
See him run away.
I had the same thing happen to me, though. Wow. I had a fucking rental moving truck, and the cop tried to write me up for no front plate on it and a broken headlight.
Yeah.
And she's like, you can't fucking do
it's
that.
It's on the damage meter from when I picked it up.
Years ago, way before I was in the industry, I convinced my wife to buy a 1999 Audi A4. Used, which was the dumbest fucking car we've ever owned. Oh, I hate that car. But we parked it at LAX airport.
B5 A4.
Yeah, B5.
Yeah.
To fly back east to visit family. We come back, and I pulled through the parking spot to the other one so the nose was hanging out. And while the car was in the parking lot, I got a no front plate ticket. Ugh. It's the most chicken shit ticket I've ever seen.
In a parking lot?
In an airport parking lot.
I got one like that in Santa Monica Garage where it was one of the little corner spots where you would have to, like, shimmy in by all the hobo piss and spider webs to like see that there's not
that's
one
my band
there.
Name.
Yeah, and they did, and they gave me the ticket for it on the vet. I was fine giving them $35.
That's like the punk version of the Gwen Stefani song, "Hobo Piss and Spider Webs."
One of the guys who we were filming with had trailered his car, not because it wasn't street legal, but because I learned later. It was just it's the loudest.
Oh, really?
So loud, yeah. And he didn't want to drive it up from San Diego, so he trailered it.
That's
amazing. So the cop rolled up next to him. His car's on the trailer, and the cop's like, I could write you up for this, and this, but like, put the car's on a trailer. Like, if the car's on a trailer, what are you going to do? You can have a race car on the trailer. And he like left the car in the trailer for a while, and the cop left, and then he just pulled the car off the trailer.
Fucking idiot! Like, I'm not one of those guys who's like staunchly like anti-cop, even though there's a lot in the news that could make people feel that way. But like, because I've what's that? The Rock Store. Remember you guys were there in like the RS7, and I was shooting something in Explorer.
Yeah.
Two bike cops rolled up that day, and that was the day when the Rock Store is empty because it's not a weekend or whatever. Two bike cops roll up. One was training the other to switch to motorcycle duty, and they're asking us questions about the car. Like in a real, because they saw Michigan plates and this and that. They're like, oh yeah. I'm like, oh, new Explorer Sport. Actually, you know, surprisingly good power and this and that. They're like, oh, this is cool. And I was asking them questions about radar detectors. Like, no, I wouldn't bust you if I saw one. Like, there are good ones out there.
Yeah, no, there are plenty of good cops out there.
But then you get that shithead.
Usually the ones we deal with are totally fine.
Right.
But like every couple years you run into one that's just like, just being a dick to be a dick. And like, there's no,
right.
Like, you know. Talking at you instead of just like asking
talking
a question.
At you,
ugh, retarded.
Get
now, over here.
Did
Let
you
me see your ID.
Did you already cover this?
Yes. No.
You may have.
I don't know.
What went down with that Civic on the podcast in New Zealand?
Oh, I crashed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was amazing. That was an amazing video.
It was. Did you? Yeah. No. It was really wet.
Right.
Really wet.
Oh yeah. You see the wheels and just whoosh,
yeah.
Straight
it was
off.
Really wet, and they were like. I don't know if they were our compound tires, but they were not. They were racing tires, essentially.
No,
they might have been DOT legal, but.
It was funny. Some of the people were like, oh, I should have done the brakes, this and that. Like, dude, the car weighs nothing.
More brakes wouldn't have done anything.
Right.
I had too much brakes. I wanted less brakes.
Right.
Less brakes, it might not have locked.
It was probably really stiff, too, and you need to be a little bit softer in the rain.
Dude, it was you know, a quarter of a second of something might have done something. But fortunately, you know, no one got hurt, and it wasn't that expensive.
And the guy was cool.
I mean, if you're going to crash someone's car, New Zealand is a good place to do it.
Right.
Because everyone's sort of like, well, mate, you know, shit happened.
Oh, let's go get a beer. I'll go fabricate some
old
cabin fatter.
I mean, clearly, like, he wasn't thrilled, obviously.
Leave the country.
But he was as cool about it as you could possibly be.
You didn't get all taken on your ass.
Oh, he was all right. And actually, he said if I come back, I didn't try, I'd drive it again.
That's the sign of a good dude.
Yeah, he was fine. I had to get in another guy's car right after that.
I know.
Fuck. That guy, Danny, with the Evo, was like the champion. If I saw someone crash a car and then ask for my keys, I'd be like, what are you, fucking crazy? But he went
That car looked fucking amazing.
The Evo?
How far back the driver's seat was.
Sitting so far back.
That was a real race car.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That was
Although
awesome.
I think it was road legal.
Yes.
Oh,
I think
even
it
better.
Was, because, for their series, it has to be road legal.
That's crazy.
Is that kind of a blurry line in New Zealand, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hugely blurry line.
They use logic down there. When you take it to get it inspected, they see a full cage and this, and they realize you're probably not going to drive that every day.
and it's okay. Yeah.
Well, they also make sure the stuff's installed right. Like,
as long as you're safe, as long as you're not a danger to other people, they're totally down with you endangering your own life, like having a fully caged road car.
I can't wait till the day like when Rod Millen retires and just becomes Prime Minister of New Zealand.
Yeah, like, we went to Leadfoot and it was fucking sick. His place is dope.
I heard it goes all the way to the ocean. Sorry.
Yeah.
What?
Go ahead.
His property goes all the way to the ocean?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's supposed to be giant.
Like on the other side?
Yeah.
I bet.
Sick. Coromandel Peninsula. Highly recommend it.
Excellent.
Good fun. All right. Well, that's our show, folks. Oh, we had a lot of Facebook questions.
We're at 1:30.
We're an hour and a half.
Yeah. Knock them out. Well, how many are there?
Well, we can get to a couple.
Can we crack a beer?
There's literally like 40.
Yeah, there's tons of
beer. I have to go in about 15 minutes, though. So, we can get through some.
Murder. Did you find out how to go over speed bumps without breaking your back in the S3?
Yeah, you can't. The S3 is way too stiff over speed bumps. It's really, that was the worst part about that car, was speed bumps.
Did you miss the naturally aspirated V8, or is turbo power better?
No, the turbo motor in the C63 is sick. I don't know.
The noise.
You miss a little bit up top, but you gain more at the bottom. It's you just change where you shift, and you're good.
What is everyone's favorite feature of the Million Mile Lexus?
It works.
The mileage.
Ride quality. It works.
Visibility. I want to build a track weekend car, and I have always had Fords. 60s to early 70s Mustangs are expensive.
Get a Falcon.
Think of a 60s Falcon coupe.
Booyah.
Track car.
Answer. Already answered.
Yeah. Light.
Do the Shelby drop up front for the suspension? Co-owner of Hooniverse has a 64 Falcon that we've actually tracked it.
They're sweet.
Yep.
I've seen them
super
drifting.
Sweet.
I've
and
seen a rally one.
99% of Mustang stuff fits.
Yeah.
Except the price tag.
My answer would be get a newer car.
Come down to Clapton.
No, but there's a guy who was bringing a Falcon prepped like an old Trans Am car to Cars and Coffee, and it's this black car. If you Google like racing Falcon black Cars and Coffee, you'll probably find it that way. The thing looks so fucking sweet. Google that and try to emulate that.
They're sweet, dude. What is better? This is a direct quote. What is better to Raps Trip, MM Lexus or Zach S Crown Vic?
We answer that
verbatim.
Kind of.
Yeah, we've been through that one, yeah.
I like, people get out of the way of the Crown Vic. It's true.
Mm-hmm. That you do get that. Yeah, you are invisible in a Lexus, but you're visible in a good way in a Crown Vic.
Yeah, I've thought about getting a Crown Vic so many times, being stuck in
the way. Moved out of the way yesterday on the way up to the observatory. It was sweet. Is a DeLorean getting you pussy? Prediction, nope. Terry Gatlin's a dick. And you responded to this already.
I responded to that on Facebook. No, the cars don't get you pussy. You get you pussy. Cars don't get you attention. It's what you do with that attention.
Do we have a preference which races we watch or which tracks with all the races in Long Beach recently?
Too busy.
Don't watch any races.
Watch them on TV. It's better.
Yeah.
It totally is with maybe Stadium Super Trucks. Might be cool live ones.
Oh,
Stadium
Super
Better
Trucks.
On
drifting's good in person if you can see it.
Yeah. Pretty
if they're counting that as racing. It's definitely motorsports.
I think if they shot drifting the way they shoot Stadium Super Truck, if they shot everything that way, then you never have to go to a live event.
Yeah.
That many
cameras,
no one does that. Like inboard, on the tire, in the backwards in the cab, forward in the cab.
Yeah,
like, FD
is just basically like exterior only, right? Yeah.
The practice day is better in Formula Drift than the actual event oftentimes.
Take less Lexus people on one lap.
Yeah.
Ugh.
We'll die.
No.
We were thinking maybe Power Tour, but
is the S3 more fun or less fun than the Fiesta?
Fiesta's more fun.
I think the Fiesta's a little more fun. Yeah. I mean, the S3 is clearly a better car, but
it's lighter.
Yeah.
It's the only thing.
You suggested to this dude that he should get a Torsen diff for his S10. What's the benefit of a Torsen versus a clutch style? He's never driven a Torsen style differential.
Well, the benefits is one of the benefits is there aren't clutches to wear out.
Yep. That's pretty much the main difference.
Yeah. They're tighter. Like,
yeah.
More predictable.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah. Like, I was told that I might blow out my diff in a year. But, yeah, mechanical ones you won't.
Yeah, but then you're out $14 in that car.
Is yours a clutch pack type diff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It cost me money to put it in. It's just, you know.
Yeah, mine is a Torsen T2, and it's supposed to be pretty fucking beefy.
Oh, yeah, for the Mustang?
Yeah.
Got my GT4 allocation. How would you spec it? That's too long a list to do for you, Britton.
Cayman GT4? How would you spec it? Cayman GT4?
I like good audio in my cars, so I'd get like an upgraded radio with
stereo.
I know that sounds ridiculous.
Burmeister.
Yeah. I don't know if what you can get in the GT4. Like, I don't. They probably don't.
You can get
it's Porsche. You can get whatever the fuck. You can get a Trans Siberia GT4 if you wanted to.
Exclusive.
But then from there, I'd go real minimal.
I'd get a Trans Siberia GT4.
I know, right? Just to fuck with people. I'd go as minimal as possible with like some like interior. creature comforts, just because if you're going to make it a daily driver and not track it, then you still want to have a little bit of comfort inside. But I have to have a good stereo system.
Well, they're not – I mean, it's not like – does the base model not have like a radio or –
That's what I'm wondering.
Is it
I don't know.
It's
not
that
hardcore?
It's not an RS.
It's a GT4. It's not an RS.
Okay. Yeah, I'd go Burmeister, ceramics.
I wouldn't do ceramics.
And I'd paint it a custom color.
I hate carbon ceramics on
that car because at some point you're going to want to resell, and that's going to be
that's my argument usually for ceramics.
Is resale.
Really? You get 50% of it back on the back end.
Especially on that car because that might be collectible.
It's the first question people ask when buying a GT3 or is does it have ceramics?
Well, you just take off the ceramic rotors and you put on steel rotors and different pads, and the same brake caliper works. But it's a larger brake caliper for the ceramic.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would you...
Well, they do that on the turbos.
You don't need to like.
Well, if you wanted to save them, because the rotors are very expensive.
People have been getting better with the ceramics in terms of the noise. Some people have eliminated
They don't make noise anymore.
These ones, okay, because some do. Anymore. Like maybe a Bentley that has ceramics will still do it. Or
the Porsches don't. They're a little touchier, but they operate.
If it doesn't make noise, then I'm in.
Yeah. So ceramics, Burmeister. Xenon. I don't know if xenons are an option.
I don't care about that.
They've got to be standard at this point.
And there's something else. What do you want? What else do you want? A Cayman GT4.
Leather vents.
Probably.
My name on
nav.
The door sill.
No, hey, the nav sucks in a Porsche.
You can get anything you want on a door sill, by the way. Did you know that?
Literally
anything.
Yeah. We shot.
I want them to laser etch. There's a camera in here.
We shot one Panamera.
So girls step over and
big red on the side.
Big red?
Yeah, and that's so.
I didn't mind say big perm.
There you go. What's up, big worm?
Yeah, pretty simple.
Stereo sport exhaust, too,
sport
right?
Sport exhaust.
If it doesn't come with it, which would be crazy if it
did. It should come
with Porsche,
it. It's
Porsche, though.
I would rather, if it comes to port down to Porsche or whatever, I'd rather give the money to Sharkworks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or BBI for one of their
exhausts. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Pretty. I keep it pretty simple.
Pretty simple.
I talked to a Porsche salesman the other night at the telescope thing, and he said you can get a bunch of good options and still have one that comes in at under 100 grand. So
we'll see.
But you can. He said he specced one out to 90.
That's impressive then, because I mean it's definitely going to be a better car than the Z06 most likely, but the Z06 would be a whole lot more.
Z06
would be more fun.
Faster. I mean, in most ways, the Z06 is better.
Yeah, but I wonder if on like a much more technical circuit.
You'd want the Cayman.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Also depends. I mean, for us, for our driving versus pro, for also.
Yeah, yeah. But the Z06 on a daily basis would probably make me smile more often. Just because it's
plus,
stupid.
Plus, Targa roof.
It's big.
Yeah, it's Targa roof is sweet.
The roof is good.
I wish that there was a fixed roof option for that, though.
For what?
The Z06.
Yeah, it would cost so much more to make it. Like, if they don't need to, they don't need to.
Like if I could convert my car to a fixed roof, I would.
Why?
Because I never use the Targa.
Well, so just leave it on.
Bondo.
But you don't need to, like,
yeah,
weld
but
it.
You know how the vets are. You still get that little bit of creak and everything when you got
it. Do you?
There.
I don't
the
at all.
The new one is pretty good.
Oh, I don't at all in my car. Yeah. Mine's fucking
new,
solid.
Though.
Right, they are new.
Yeah. The cars you get have like
the one
a
I drove
miles.
With like 3,000 miles on
no,
it was
new,
pretty
they,
tight.
They said at the press launch for the C7, I didn't drive Z06 yet, but they said that the roof does zero structural anything.
Oh, I'm sure they wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
But you haven't driven the Z06 yet?
No. I'm not on the cool guy list. Actually, I think I was.
I got it for a weekend.
No, I was on the cool guy list, but JF sent Spinelli because it was for drive. Oh. And he said I can't do all the fast cars. Mm. Spinelli had to do it.
It's amazing.
I think we're doing it for driving NBC, though. I get to do it, so I'll spend a couple days in one.
I just made a GT4.
Yeah, where'd you go?
It's $103,000.
What did you put into it?
Well, the fancy race buckets
are
$4,700.
Holy fucking hell.
And carbon ceramic brakes are like $7,800. $7,400.
Okay.
So there's that.
That's all you have?
Buy xenon headlights.
Okay. Oh, headlights. Xenons aren't free in a Porsche.
Nope. And what else did I have in here? Navigation, PCM.
So those are only options? You're at 103?
Yeah, I don't even have Sirius selected.
You don't want the six-disc changer?
Wait, is it Porsche? Someone charges you like $800 to just enable Sirius.
They charge you $1,000.
$1,000 to enable Sirius?
That's $105,000 now.
Yo, that
yeah,
shit
for
crazy.
All those people listening to terrestrial and satellite radio these
that
days.
Cray. Well, and you're in, you know... In Europe, they don't have this. It's probably an They only have Sirius and XM in North America. They don't have it in Europe. So, and there's even an even further subset of them of people who choose to get it in their Porsche. Mm-hmm. So I imagine that for the $1,000, they actually have to do a hardware install.
The Sirius people are shitting themselves right now because they're worried about Stern. If Stern goes, that company's going under.
Yeah, that would be a bummer because I enjoy my Sirius radio. In press cars, etc.
I get so mad when a press car doesn't have a subscription.
Me too.
It's like the worst journalist attitude. Like, fucking A. Like, how could you not pay for this, Toyota?
You call the PR guy, like, listen, I'm going to need you to connect this subscription.
I have this car for a week.
That you'd be missing would just end up back online.
I need my lithium and my Pearl Jam.
Yeah, I'll figure something out.
Channel 22.
No shrimp in this cup holder.
I only owned one car that had satellite radio, and I gave it to my sister last week, so...
My wife's Prius has it.
Dude, satellite's dope.
The crazy thing about the satellite is, because we've never paid for it, mm-hmm. they just don't shut it off usually. Like, her car's lease, the term for the satellite expired.
Well, a lot of times they'll throw in, like, in my Volt, they gave me the full 3 years of XM as a thing on my lease. Yeah, I got OnStar, XM, and maintenance.
I don't think she had it.
They turn it off. Because I have been in press cars that the subscription ran out mid-loan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that happened to me, too. It was a car recently that happened to.
I mean, this was 2 years ago for me.
F-Type. The F-Type R Coupe. The subscription ran out on the second day.
And it suddenly goes
to
channel one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The preview channel.
Yeah. That sucks. I don't know. Her work pays for a car. That's the only reason we have that piece of shit.
Hey, man.
Hey, it's good.
Her car doesn't overheat on the way to our studio.
It doesn't overheat, and I still hate it.
So can you only travel after sundown now?
Well, no, I just got to let it cool off. That's all. And traffic's going to die down. I'll be good.
You're like cool. Your car's Irish. You can't go outside in the sun.
Yeah.
Inside out, it's like, ooh, I don't know about this.
Well, you can follow along the exploits of Jeff Shitbox at Hooniverse.com.
That's right.
Before we get out of here, the Smoking Tire is powered by Shout Engine. Get your own damn podcast at shoutengine.com. What else do you want to plug? Jeff, The Hooniverse?
Yeah, The Hooniverse for Twitter. Also, I'm Jay Glucker. If you're on Instagram, Hooniverse Jeff. Our YouTube channel is over 10,400 subscribers now.
Nice.
So we hit that 10,000 milestone.
There
so
you go.
YouTube.com/C.
Are you going to have a party and just throw money up and make it rain?
No,
because
there isn't
any. You're not going to rain that YouTube money?
Uh-uh.
Dude.
There's none.
I've been doing it wrong all these years. Yeah. You're throwing money off of things.
The Hooniverse podcast numbers are almost matching the video numbers now and as far as actual consistent listeners.
I don't know if that's good for the podcast or bad for the videos. Make it 50-50. Little column A, little column B.
I don't know that it's good nor bad. I think it's just interesting that it caught up.
Chris is just a data guy. He doesn't analyze it. He just presents it.
I don't have feelings about these things.
You have hepatitis.
Right, right. Excellent. Well, Hep C's curable now, so we're all good.
Thanks, Tommy Lee.
Yeah. So youtube.com/C/
Who do you think told him that was curable?
Yeah.
Jeff was like, what the fuck? And Tommy's like, it's going to be fine, man. It's curable.
Relax, bro. We're all good.
I know. I gave it to you, but it's like an act of love. Whatever.
Got burned once. It's only gonorrhea.
It was okay. It was an act of love. All right. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube at The Smoking Tire. We got all new videos coming out from New Zealand. We got many, many new one takes. And what else? Drive free on Tuesdays. Drive Plus, new season on Mondays.
Yeet.
And check your local listings for Drive on NBC Sports. Next week we will, we'll be back.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's the holiday. I'm slow today. I apologize.
Holiday.
Tomorrow won't be the holiday. I'll be back at normal speed. Peace out. Yeah.